KPHX.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Less than 24 hours after his death, an autopsy has been conducted to find out why actor Heath Ledger died.
The New York City Medical Examiner's Office says the results of the autopsy on the body of 28-year-old Heath Ledger were inconclusive. Emmy spokeswoman Ellen Borikov says it will take about 10 days to complete the investigation. Sleeping pills were found near Ledger's body in his bedroom in Manhattan. Police had said the death appeared to be the result of an accidental drug overdose. A makeshift shrine outside Ledger's Soho loft apartment continued to grow. Brokeback Mountain touched me personally, said a Broadway stage manager, as he dropped off a candle. The movie earned Ledger an Oscar nomination. Warren Levinson, New York.
Because of the death of the actor, the White House has now postponed plans for President Bush to unveil an ad campaign aimed at prescription drug abuse. Top House leaders are getting together today with Treasury Secretary Paulson to work on a plan to jumpstart the economy. As the economy continues to struggle, the AP's Jerry Bodlander reports the government's budget deficit is growing.
After going down for 3 years, the deficit is doing an about-face and will move higher than nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is estimating. It'll come in around $250 billion this year, including added costs for the war in Iraq. But that estimate does not include money for the economic stimulus package that lawmakers and the administration are working on.
The markets are still trying to sort out what's going on with the economy. The Dow now down 194 points. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are pouring into Egypt from Gaza across a broken barrier. The AP's Mark Levy has the latest.
Gaza Palestinians are saying it's a first breath of freedom after the Israeli blockade. Israel shut down the borders on Thursday, but it's been limiting access to Gaza since June when the militant Hamas overran the territory.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Randell is backing Hillary Clinton. He announced his endorsement today, saying her performance as a New York senator has been spectacular. This is AP Radio News. Getting your kids their vaccines may be pretty routine, but have you gotten yours? The AP's Camille Bohannon reports federal health officials are concerned about adults who may not be vaccinated against some very painful diseases.
Some people who get the very painful illness shingles get a bad type of nerve pain that can last for years. Yet only about 2% of 60 and older Americans took advantage of the vaccine in its first year of availability. One problem may be it costs $150.
Well, it's not unusual for luggage to get picked up by the wrong person at an airport, but get this. A guy from Fort Worth, Texas, opened a suitcase that he thought was his. Out jumped a 10-month-old kitten. When the guy opened the bag, he saw the kitten had a tag on it. He called the owner. The cat was reunited with her owners after a 1,300-mile trip back home on an $80 plane ticket. The man says he considered keeping the cat because she knew she had a home. They say they were going to name her Suitcase. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Staples. That was easy. Get 100 free business cards at Staple Copy and Print Centers with orders of 100 or more. They're highly professional and printed in minutes. Get yours free today at Staples. That was easy.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
1480 KPHX is the fastest growing radio station in Phoenix, and we're now increasing the size of our sales team. If you have at least 2 years' experience in commission-based sales, a track record of winning for your company and clients, and are truly passionate about your profession, hit www.1480kphx.com and click on Employment. No phone calls, please. 1480 KPHX is an equal opportunity employer.
Over the last 5 years, the mortgage industry has been one to keep a close eye on. So what does 2008 have in store? Well, first of all, a record number of adjustable rate mortgages are expected to reset or increase this year and will only continue to increase. So if you're in an ARM, now is the time to review your loan's reset date. Once your loan resets, it could be too late, and it could mean the difference between being able to afford your mortgage payment or not being able to. However, keep in mind that at least for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. Rates are still at a two-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, log on to 76mortgage.com or call 602-265-LOAN today.
Shopping for a new computer? 5 to 9 Computer Services will come to you on your time to discuss your computing needs and use this information to custom build a computer just for you. We even help you set up your new computer after we build it. Don't get stuck with an off-the-shelf computer that lacks features you need and was built with budget parts destined to fail sooner than later. Call 5 to 9 Computer Services at 602-535-5699. Visit us online at aztechsupport.net. And check out the Tech Talk Show at techtalkshow.com.
An outspoken first lady.
You know, we're Democrats, and we're trying to nominate the very best person we can to win.
An effective senator.
I stand for ending the war in Iraq.
A woman who could very well be America's first Mrs. President.
I will begin to bring our troops home as soon as I am president.
So, why do so many liberals hate her?
The American people know where I stand.
What's your passion? Activate it today on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
For your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Senator Jim DeMint is on the line with us. He is a United States Senator from South Carolina, Republican, and author, co-author of a new book, Why We Whisper, Restoring Our Right to Say It's Wrong. Senator DeMint, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you.
Thank you for coming on. I've spent a fair amount of time with your book, and one of the things that baffles me, frankly, I don't know how to say it beyond that. Page 48, for example, 49, you say atheism and humanism, let me just preface all this. Well, actually, I'll get to that. Atheism and humanism, beliefs that are that attach prime importance to human rather than divine ideals, are promoted when government says it is neutral toward religion. Now, as a Christian, I'm concerned about government being not neutral toward religion. I mean, I wouldn't want my government being taken over by, for example, a sect that is different than the one that I'm a member of. I've heard people express concern about five Catholics on the Supreme Court. I mean, why? It almost sounds like you're arguing for a religious test for government.
Oh no, exactly the opposite. I think the government is pushing the religion of secularism now. We don't want the government to promote religion, but the problem we have is that values that have some association with religion have been eliminated from public policy development, even values that we know produce good outcomes, such as traditional marriage and families. I mean, we know that that creates happier, healthier people, children who are more adapted and with character and values. So what we're doing here is trying to make the distinction between what you said and that we don't want people in office pushing a religion, but we don't want values that are associated with religion excluded from the public debate.
But in your book, you say if progressives can convince the judges and other government officials that there is such a thing as neutral policies, neutral in quotes, then it follows that only secularism will be supported by the state. Such an outcome will erode and then push into oblivion
religious liberty in the United States. I looked up secularism in Merriam-Webster, you know, the generic dictionary, probably one that we can all agree doesn't have any axe to grind. And it says not overtly or specifically religious, as in secular music, or not ecclesiastical or clerical, as in secular courts,
right,
or secular landowners. As far as I know, we have a secular government. The word God does not appear in the Constitution, and in fact, twice in the Constitution, in Article 6 and in the First Amendment, it says there shall be no religious test for government, and there shall be no official establishment of religion by government.
Well, let me just give you a few examples that are in the book that just point out the problem. The Boy Scouts, for instance, have God in their pledge. They've been sued for years by what we call paragovernment groups like the ACLU because they say there should be a separation of church and state. Now, this is a private organization that has had to spend millions of dollars defending itself because of government policies and the complexity of government policies that are just unclear.
Well, what they've been defending is their tax-exempt status. It isn't like the ACLU has said they shouldn't be in existence. You know, speaking as a former Boy Scout myself, and I have a lot of respect for the Boy Scouts, I read the chapter in your book about slap suits. Most slap suits, by the way, are by large corporations against whistleblowers. I'm sure you're familiar with that. But nonetheless, back in the day, I guess it was Lyndon Johnson did it, we made an agreement. We who believe that churches and hospitals and schools and communities for abused kids are such important things, such important social goods, that they meet such an essential need, that we're going to subsidize them. We're going to pay for their police, for their fire, for their roads. We're going to subsidize them by saying that they don't have to pay taxes. And the only thing that we ask that they do is not involve themselves in government.
Mm-hmm.
So why then, if that's the case, why would you be arguing in favor of religious organizations involving themselves in government, or for that matter, government becoming more religious or grounded in religion?
Well, first, the Boy Scouts are not a government organization, and they have every right to set their own standards and put God in their pledge. And we should not have a system where they can be intimidated through our government policies. But let me give you a couple.
By and large, I don't disagree with you on that.
One of the most costly aspects of the decline in our culture are unwed births in this country. We spend $150 billion a year in government just for children from unwed births in this country. The government encourages that through subsidies, through the welfare system, through our tax code, through free health care. But if you actually get married and try to do it the right way, it's going to be much more expensive for you. You're going to have to pay your own health care. And what we're looking at in the book is we stay away from the idea of pushing religion. But we're saying that so many things, like abstinence before marriage, is a positive thing. But it's often thrown out of schools and contested because they say that's a religious value. It's not a religious value. In a country where you've got over a third of the kids being born out of wedlock, we've got a huge problem.
I've never heard that argument been made, and I've talked with the folks who are in favor of teaching birth control in our schools, and what they say is, let's teach abstinence and also teach birth control. And with regard to unwed births, why is it then that the countries that have far more of what you would probably refer to as socialism, you know, national health insurance, a much stronger social safety net, the Scandinavian countries, the Northern European countries, why is it that those countries have lower out-of-wedlock birth rates than we do? Why is it that they have dramatically lower infant mortality rates than we do? How can that be?
That's not necessarily true. If you look at Sweden and other countries, very few children are born in wedlock now. I mean, you've got a decline in marriage, and a lot of it goes back to government policies. But our challenge to folks is to recognize there is a cultural deterioration that is very costly in this country.
Why not? I agree with you. But it sure seems to me like that cultural deterioration is a consequence of poverty in the United States. We've got 12 to 14% of all Americans living in poverty. Isn't that just a total slap in the face of Christian values?
Certainly poverty is something we should try to fix. But if you look at the government's attempt to fix that. We have more poverty today, and a lot of the poverty programs were the programs that actually encouraged unwed births and expanded poverty and crime, youth violence, juvenile delinquency.
Lyndon Johnson cut poverty almost in half in four or five years.
More poverty today than there was when he started those programs, and there's also a lot of associated costs.
Well, there's more people today.
From families that have been destroyed by government policies that actually encouraged unwed births and single moms. And when fathers came back to the homes, they lost the money, they lost their Medicaid.
But in the book, you pointed out that we can't expect our schools to be doing this because the parents are working so many hours these days that they don't, you know, they come home, they don't have time to teach values to their kids. And that's the rationale that in the book that you put forward for the schools, which are government institutions, state institutions, teaching what you refer to as religious values.
We don't want government schools teaching religious values, but
values of abstinence, for example.
That's a common sense idea if you recognize.
I agree, and that's my point, is that everybody is saying we should be teaching abstinence, but what's wrong with also teaching birth control?
Well, I think what we're saying is parents should have the choice for sex to be taught in a moral context. And if parents don't want that a moral context, it's one thing. But in a government school, I mean, they have to, by default, basically there is no God, there are no values that are right or wrong, and basically teachers are afraid to teach a right or wrong. And to teach sex and marriage in the context of no values or morality has turned out to be a problem. So we're not arguing a philosophy, but outcomes, that our government should look at what works for the best of the country and to be careful not to have policies that actually encourage destructive behavior. But we need to be encouraging those things through our policies that are good for the country. So not because they're religious, but because they work. And that's really the challenge of why we whisper is let's look at the cost of things. Let's look at what works. We don't want to promote religion, but at the same time, we don't want to throw out ideas that might have some religious association.
But the core premise here that you're suggesting is that religion is the source of morality. Thomas Jefferson, in an 1814 letter to Thomas Cooper, pointed out that he said Christianity was not introduced to England until the 7th century. The first conversion of the Christian king took place in 686. He said, hence, here was a space of 200 years during which the common law of England, which has become the common law of the United States, was in existence and Christianity no part of it. In truth, the alliance between church and state in England has ever made their judges accomplices in the frauds of the clergy. I mean,
Tom,
would you like to stick around and continue this conversation?
Sure, if you're willing,
great. Stick around, because I'd like to get into this, and you were also promoting Cromwell and the Puritans, and I think we can have an interesting conversation here without it being too contentious. Thank you. Senator Jim DeMint is with us, the Republican senator from South Carolina. His new book, Why We Whisper, Restoring Our Right to Say It's Wrong.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. This February's Air America cruise is completely sold out. Don't blame me. I told you to hurry up and make your reservations, didn't I? But listen, there's still hope for you. We're doing another cruise this coming fall, so do yourself a favor and plan on taking a cruise with me and all the rest of your favorite Air America hosts very soon. And for those of us who were lucky enough to get a spot on this February's cruise, congrats! I'll see you then.
The Air America Cruise, brought to you in part by ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Reason number 13 to switch to GEICO. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to GEICO for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at uhaul.com.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-416-7423. That's 1-800-416-7423. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-416-7423.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-771-5884. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-771-5884. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-771-5884. 1-800-771-5884.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Old-fashioned, but I believe it's true that folks around the world are pretty much like me and you. I have a silly notion if we want them to be friends, they prefer that we don't torture them. But I'm a liberal.
Oh yeah, here I am. I'll own up to it. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. We're talking with Senator Jim DeMint, the Republican from South Carolina. DeMint.Senate.gov is his website. His new book, Why We Whisper, Restoring Our Right to Say It's Wrong. A fascinating read and insight into Senator DeMint, and I think a lot of particularly Christian-grounded or religiously-grounded conservative perspective. Senator, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Tom. And let me mention, we do have a whywewhisper.com website, and we're going to encourage the type of questions and debate that you're talking about, which I think are excellent. And it's a debate, a national debate we need to have. And we're also encouraging folks to give us their stories.
Thank you.
If they've spoken out or they've been intimidated, just go to whywewhisper.com and let us hear from you. And we hope to kind of compile all of this and let folks know what the country's thinking.
Yeah, and I agree with you, although we're probably in many cases, not in all, but in many cases on opposite sides of these issues. I think that there has been no national debate on this largely since the 50s, arguably maybe the 70s, but we really do need to be discussing these things. For example, page 82 of your book, you correctly point out, and this is something I've been decrying for a long time, in a test of fourth graders, 60% did not know that the Pilgrims and Puritans came to America to practice religious freedom. The same percentage did not know that missions were the center of religious discovery and activities in the Spanish colonies. I would take it a step beyond that. The Puritans came to the United States because, you know, Oliver Cromwell overthrew the British monarchy and instituted a theocracy in England for, as I recall, 6 or 8 years in, what was it, 1635 or thereabouts. And the British were so horrified by the abuses. I mean, Cromwell then marched off to Ireland to murder Catholics, and in fact, from the official BBC website history of it, he gave the English an abiding suspicion of religious enthusiasm and created long-term instability in Ireland. That the Puritans were so vilified in that country. I mean, after Charles, I think it was Charles I. No, Charles I was the one he executed. In any case, the next king came along. They dug up his grave, posthumously executed him, put his head on a pike in front of Parliament for about a decade. The Puritans, and then the Puritans came to the United States and started hanging women as witches. I mean, shouldn't all that stuff be taught too?
Yeah, well, we should talk about the whole thing. And a distinction, Tom, that we have to make is values are important. Things are right and wrong. Some things, as far as behavior, work better for society than others. And the whole point of civilization is to restrain a lot of our base instincts so that we can live together in peace and harmony. And we've got to decide what values that we believe in as a country. But I agree with you. The government cannot be pushing a particular religious doctrine. And I think a mistake some conservatives have made over the years is thinking if we elect some religious people that somehow that's going to help our country. That's not going to help our country if the government's pushing religion. But we don't. If a value is important and a value is shared by our country and it actually has better outcomes, we should not throw it out because there's a religious connection.
Now, you just identified what I think is the major cleavage between conservatives and liberals historically. I mean, going all the way back to Thomas Hobbes and John Locke and certainly the founding of this country, largely the liberal founders of this country, and that is that conservatives believe that the purpose of government is to restrain us from our evil instincts, and liberals believe that the purpose of government is to lift us up so that we can achieve our highest potential.
Well,
and there's
right.
a significant difference in those two worldviews.
There are, and I think liberals tend to believe the government empowers. Conservatives tend to believe that people were born with inalienable rights and the government needs to protect those rights and to make sure we have a framework of law and order and justice. And there actually is more common ground than I think we discuss, because the liberal tendencies of helping people and helping the poor are things I was very involved with in the private sector. The problem has come if once we use the government as an instrument of compassion, we have seen very bad results, even though the intentions and the motivations are good. And what we just need to get folks to begin a national debate.
But why argue that it's grounded in religion? I mean, Thomas, the quote that I ended the last segment with from Jefferson. Jefferson was very outspoken. He was horribly offended by Patrick Henry, who wanted basically America to be a theocracy.
Right.
That Jefferson, among others, Madison, George Washington, all were very explicit that this country was not only not founded on religion, or not founded on Christianity, but not founded on religion at all. That, you know, there's only two of the Ten Commandments that are in law right now in the United States. Thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. Arguably, thou shalt not bear false witness. But it's actually not illegal to lie. It's only illegal to lie in court and, you know, to a police officer. So are you suggesting that in the absence of religion, people aren't intrinsically moral, that tribal people around the world, the people of other religions around the world are not moral?
No, not at all. In fact, it's pretty clear that there's a common law written on the hearts of every human being. And
paraphrasing Jefferson there.
Well, you're right, and it's also a biblical concept that.
But why promote it out of the Bible? Why not promote it secularly?
This book does not promote the Bible. But what we're saying is, if a value like marriage, it works, and the statistics related to encouraging marriage are so positive, why should we say that marriage is a religious value and the traditional marriage cannot be supported by public policy? And it's being thrown out because folks say it's religious, just like abstinence.
Yeah. I get it. I'm sorry, sir, we're out of time, but your point is well made, and I appreciate you coming on. Senator Jim DeMint, his book is Why We Whisper, the website whywewhisper.com. Sir, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Good talking.
You've tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
A company that makes pet identification tags keeps a running tally of the most popular names for cats. In the U.S., Tigger comes in number one, followed by Tiger, Max, Smokey, Sam, Kitty, Sassy, Shadow, Simba, and Patch. Well, Higgins was a rescue cat, and he came pre-named Higgins. We thought about changing it into something like, you know, Snarly, or actually we pretty quickly figured out that Higgins worked just fine. And Higgins doing great since he's been living with us the last 4 years and 5 years and eating Purina One for the last 2 years. What if you could change your pet's health for the better? Hey, I was skeptical at first, too, but I saw changes in my cat. Why don't you make the switch to Purina One by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. You'll receive a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One formula that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat. Don't wait. Call today. 1-866-380-MEOW. 866-380-MEOW.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Trying to right the ship. I'm Tim McGuire. Stocks lose ground early trading today on Wall Street. The Dow first off more than 250 points is now down 175. We won't know officially how Heath Ledger died for another 10 days or so. Preliminary autopsy report inconclusive. Actor found dead at his New York apartment yesterday. Prescription sleeping pills nearby. His dad telling reporters in Australia.
He was a down-to-earth, generous, kind-hearted, life-loving, and selfish individual.
More than a dozen dead. Attacks in Iraq. 7 killed as Iraqi police checked a suspected bomb-making factory. Major General Kevin Bergner says a tribal leader fighting al-Qaeda told him the terror group has been reduced to desperate measures.
He said the only tactic that is left for them now is to commit suicide.
6 dead in a house fire in Youngstown, Ohio. 4 of the victims' children, the youngest 2, the oldest 8. As many as 5 other people were in the house when the blaze broke out early this morning. Investigators are looking at the possibility of arson. I'm Tim McGuire.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
I'm Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown.
Join us on Saturdays at noon for Business Talk with Peters and Brown.
We'll cover everything you need to know about starting and running a business. We'll pick the brains of business gurus and authors. You'll learn more about nonprofits and get useful tips from our guest experts.
Call in with your business questions or join the discussion and share what works for you.
So join us for Business Talk with Peters and Brown, celebrating the entrepreneurial spirit every Saturday at noon, only on 1480 KPHX.
actually hear people say, you know what? There's a woman I could vote for. Maybe I should vote for her. There's a guy I could vote for. He's black. Maybe I should vote for her. You know what? You should vote for the guy who's going to do the right job. Or woman. Man or woman. This is about issues. If they make it about race, if they make it about sex, if they make it about age, and we buy into it, we deserve what we get.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays, noon to 2 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, and you know, Stephanie, you're allowed to have your own opinion. Number one.
Thank you.
The silly
I just start crying every day. It works for Hillary. Leave me alone.
We love you.
I think you were going to say that you bastards are lucky she even shows up and does a show for you every day. Am I right?
Leave her alone.
Thank you.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman program, brought to you by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors, letting them know that you're listening, letting your radio station know that you're listening, you like the program, and of course by SEIU 1199, 200,000 health and hospital workers fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Our telephone number, toll free, 866-303-2270. TomHartman.com, our website, if you want to drop by, TomHartman.com. I'm going to put, during the next break, I'm going to put a link up there to just an extraordinary site that shows what happened when church and state got merged in another country in the last century. And some just a photo and a history of that. It'll take about probably 30 minutes for that to get up, but you can also comment at TomHartman.com. on today's comments. Actually, Louise says she's going to be putting it up right away here in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll get it right off that front page, our front page blog at TomHartman.com. And also, if you want to drop into our live chat room, you can find a link there, as well as all of this also over at AirAmerica.com. 866-303-2270, our phone number. Paula in Carbondale, Illinois, listening on WINI, where we have been on the air for coming up on 6 years, I think, now. Hey, Paula, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I don't think you should let those religious people get away with saying that they get to define morality, because they're usually the same ones that are all about killing people in other countries, and they're all worried about saving fetuses here or forcing people to get married.
Yeah, there really wasn't the time, unfortunately, to get into the conversation, you know, because I knew that, you know, when he was talking about marriage, that a lot of what he was talking about was code for, you know, gay marriage, that he was opposed to gay marriage and things like that.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I'm guessing. But the fact of the matter is that I think that the folks on the right, like Senator DeMint, do have a point that we have a crisis. We have what is arguably a moral crisis in this country, and I would say all around the world, and probably it's always been a dimension of civilization. You read about the Roman Empire, you read about the Greeks. I mean, you know, Plato complained about such things 3,000 years ago. And the question is, the great question for government and the great question for us as citizens who participate with government is, how do we solve that? Do we solve it by teaching religious values and promoting those and making government more of a restraining force that holds us back from our evil impulses, which is, as I said, and I think the senator said, the conservative worldview? Or do we do that by saying, no, we're going to use government to make sure that none of us fall through those cracks, none of us fall through that safety net to the point where we are stealing for a living, where morality is or immorality is almost essential to life. I mean, when the Irish
came
over
here... Well, it depends on what you call immoral. I don't think sex is immoral. I think killing is immoral. Yeah. And the reason he kept talking about welfare, well, let me tell you this. I'm a baby boomer like you are, and I remember when girls got pregnant in the old days, they had to get married, which he, I guess, considers a wonderful thing. But what happened was the living wage could, you know, a boy could drop out of high school, go work at a gas station, make enough money to provide for the family. And now that is not possible. So families don't force their kids to get married anymore when they get pregnant.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's my point.
They think it's cheaper for the government to pay welfare than it is for corporations to pay a living wage. Well, that's a choice that's been made, but I don't think it's by the government. I think it's by the big business.
Well, and that's the thing. Big business and all business operates within the rules that we define. And to back to the point that I was going to make is that when the Irish came here after the Great Potato Famine in the 1840s, and there was this huge influx of Irish who came during and after the American Civil War, They were viewed by most Americans. I mean, there were huge newspaper articles, a lot of speculation in the scientific press and like Scientific American kind of publications about what's genetically wrong with the Irish that they are predisposed to criminality. Because there were so many Irish in the big cities, particularly Boston, who would steal for food. And it was just, you know, oh, the Irish, they're just a criminal class. Well, 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later in the 1880s and 1890s, as the second generation of Irish who were now Irish Americans were coming along, and they had actually gotten jobs, and they'd worked their way out of poverty, and they were something close to a middle class, or at least a working class, there was no longer that discussion. Instead, the discussion has shifted to, what's wrong with the Italians? They must be genetically, screwed up or criminal, because look at all the Italian, because there's this big wave of Italian immigration in the 1880s and 1890s. And the bottom line is that it's poverty that drives these things, and my argument is that what we need to do is we need to address poverty, and we do that structurally. We don't do it by wagging our finger at people and telling them to be moral. And
well,
Paula,
except for the very, very rich, they're immoral and they do it generation after generation.
Yeah.
You know, they steal for third houses and private jets. So there's something wrong with them, I guess.
Yep, well said. Paula, thank you very much for the call. It's great to hear from you, and thanks for listening to us there in Carbondale. Shannon in Minnesota. Hey, Shannon, what's up?
Not a lot. Paula stole most of my thunder, but I see red when I hear these religionists, and that's what I consider this guy. He's a religionist. I see red when I hear him talk about how, social programs are causing poverty. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. What causes poverty is Ronald Reagan and his ilk. And
well, what causes poverty is government saying that we're going to define the rules of the game of business, which is necessary. You have to, you know, you have courts and you have rules and all that. And saying that one of the rules of business that we're going to define is that it is okay to employ somebody for what is essentially slave wages, you know, slave labor wages. And that you cannot live. It is immoral in the United States that anybody work at a wage that they can't live at. I mean, that's simply wrong.
Absolutely.
There was a study done a couple of years ago that people who work at Walmart, if they bought 100% of their food and clothing and everything they needed from Walmart, and it's all available in the big ones, you know, that they couldn't afford to live, they couldn't afford to buy the stuff from Walmart in order to support their family. You know, it's just wrong. Shannon, thank you.
The thing that gets me, though, is I got this email saying that, well, because there's no prayer in school, that's why our schools are falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this idea that this post hoc, ergo propter hoc idea that because we're not following these religious precepts, that is why we're having the social breakdown or the moral crisis. And what's this thing about Cromwell? Cromwell was the Hitler of the Irish people.
I know, that's the point that I made. And he's like, why don't we teach our kids that the Puritans came here and they were wonderful religious people? And I'm like, the Puritans came here because the British drove them out of the country because they banned dancing, because they killed, they murdered all these Catholics in Ireland. And I know that I'm going to get a bunch of Brits who are going to call up and go, oh, no, wait a minute, Cromwell's a great hero. In fact, Friday, Louise and I walked by Parliament, and there was the statue of our Oliver Cromwell. He's still considered one of the top 10, in British history, one of the leading 10 positively viewed statesmen. But, history is arguably 300 years later here still out on that. Michael, thank you for the call. Michael in Los Angeles. Hey, Michael.
Hi. I didn't know that he was talking about base impulses as being evil. You know, hunger, shelter, health, feeling healthy, income, and even justice are the most base of basic instincts of all peoples, and the Republicans are obsessed on repressing those instincts. On the other hand, how are they restraining the commercial instincts of people like Enron, Exxon, Countrywide? The list is endless.
Yeah, well, I don't know Senator DeMint's voting record, so I don't think we can, he's not here to defend himself on that.
But I mean,
your point, broadly speaking,
sex isn't the only impulse that people have.
Yeah, no, in fact, I would say probably the most destructive impulse that people have in our society is not sex, but it's greed. And Michael, you put your finger on it. Thank you very much. Richard in North Bergen, New Jersey. Hey, Richard.
Yeah, hi. I just was wondering, Exxon, you know, talking about greed, they've made the biggest profits in history and have yet to pay for the fine for the Valdez.
Well, they just wiggled out of that. They just wiggled out of that in a court case a couple of months ago, didn't they?
I don't know. I'm just wondering about that because I heard something about it. But you know, they're making $34 billion a year, and they haven't paid the $7 billion fine. And it's 10 years or more. How are they getting away with that? Also, too, that about the Puritans. They also executed non-Puritans for being non-Puritans. I think.
In particular, the Quakers.
A dozen or 24 Quakers were executed because they wouldn't give up their home, because they wouldn't give up their religion.
Oh, and Patrick Henry, you know, wanted the I forget which state it was. I think it was Pennsylvania. It might have been Virginia, but he wanted the entire state to exclude Quakers, to make it illegal to be a Quaker. I mean,
but the irony though is there's a statue of Cromwell at the British Parliament.
Right.
Didn't he ban the British Parliament for 10 years? It didn't meet.
I frankly don't know. He was the Lord Protector. I thought he had
Parliament for that period of time too.
Yeah,
that's the irony of ironies.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Richard. I'm not enough of a scholar on British history to give the details of that. I believe that Parliament was meeting during that time, and it was actually viewed as a time of greater democracy than the kingdoms that preceded it. And in many ways, it set up greater democracy following it. But I don't profess to be an expert on Cromwell. Julie in Seattle. Hey, Julie, got about a half a minute here before the next break.
Okay, Tom, I just find it interesting that the religious right, after 30 years of ascendancy for quote-unquote religious-oriented politics from candidates from Carter up to the present day where we endured Romney's speech, where apparently atheism, which I hold, is not an option, that there's still...
What, Julie? Julie, you're breaking up.
Oh, I said that they still advance themselves as some sort of victims of a secular society.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. They've had plenty of time for their experiment.
It is rather odd that they present themselves as victims. And at the same time, there's so many of them, like Pat Robertson. I mean, he's become a billionaire on our backs, on tax-free religion. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Barrios at 4, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Mozell with StarRegistry.com. That was Duran Duran's Falling Down, written with Justin Timberlake. Hear it at StarRegistry.com and name a star after someone you love this Valentine's Day.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease, and no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-260-1229. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-260-1229. 800-260-1229.
If you can only make minimum payments on your credit card bills, listen closely. You need a proven solution to cut your credit card debt now and stop the problem from growing every month. Call Provanta for a free, no-obligation consultation. People just like you have let Provanta go to work for them, negotiating with their creditors to make the debt, headaches, and pressures that go with it simply disappear.
Call for your free consultation now.
800-460-4583.
That's 800-460-4583.
Not available in all states.
I can change the world with my own two hands. Make a better place.
This is your Activist Update. Friday, February 1st, come to a night of political music with award-winning Emma's Revolution. 7:30 p.m. at the Scottsdale Congregational United Church of Christ, 4425 North Granite Reef Road, Scottsdale. On Monday, February 4th, a die-in from 4 to 6 p.m. at McCain's Presidential Headquarters, 4715 North 32nd Street. On Wednesday, February 6th, DFA Maricopa County has its monthly meetup at the IHOP at 2501 North 44th Street at 7 p.m. Bob Lord will be the featured speaker. To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
I'm gonna help the human race.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Barrios at 4. This is 1480kphx.
Oh, brother, I can't get through. I've been trying hard to reach you, 'cause I don't know what to do.
No, it is. Well, maybe it's not. 9.5 minutes before the hour. What I know is that democracy is returning to America after a substantial absence, and that we're seeing a correction right now in the marketplace that is showing the core weaknesses of this country that track back to Ronald Reagan and Reagan's policies, arguably to Jimmy Carter's deregulation, the beginning of deregulation. Reagan putting it on steroids, Bush Sr. following through with it, Clinton kicking open the doors to international purchasing of America and international outsourcing of labor, NAFTA and WTO and GATT, all that sort of thing. And then Bush Jr. putting Clinton stuff on steroids. And so what we have is a corporatocracy. We no longer have a democracy. I mean, that's where we're at. And the corporatocracies, as they did in 1929, they collapse. And it's in the process of collapsing right now. And frankly, I think that ultimately, it's going to be a good thing. We'll see how it shakes out. Randy in Iowa. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. It was the last hour, the comment about what to do about religion and government.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that is that they're so divisive in their beliefs that they can't agree on one objective. And for them to fall under welfare from the state, getting the faith-based initiative money, shouldn't they have to stand the test of law, being they're seeking power through the law?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely unconstitutional. The entire faith-based initiative thing. The James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, his first veto was to veto, and it may have been his only, but in any case, it was his first veto in office, and it was his first year in office,
His first veto was to veto a bill that gave public money, federal money, to a church in Washington, D.C. to care for the poor. He said, this is a secular function. This is a secular government. We should not be giving money to churches because it will corrupt the church. He was a Christian, and he was very concerned about his religion being corrupted by federal money. And he said, you know, create a home for the poor, give them food, no problem, but don't involve the church in the process. And he vetoed that bill. And that was the position of this country for a long, long time. And the faith-based initiative program actually was started under Clinton. But again, it went on steroids under George W. Bush. And it has not been a good thing, frankly. I don't think it's been a good thing for religion. I don't think it's been a good thing for government. I don't think it's been a good thing for America. Randy, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Jack in California. Hey, Jack, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, what really gets me is when I hear guys like this, I don't have a problem with them at first. And then all of a sudden, I wonder to myself, where are they when it comes to torture techniques? I mean, Guantanamo and things like this. You know, people have been tortured. Innocent people have been tortured.
Well, there are some Republicans who are speaking out about that. John McCain, probably the most prominent.
He's about,
you know, I don't personally, I don't know Jim DeMint's positions. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, during one of the debates, was quoted saying that I would tell people that who had to do the interrogation to use every method they could
think. Oh, I know. Jack, Rudy Giuliani is a thug. He's just a thug. There's no other way to say it. But, you know, to say that because somebody is a Republican or because they're conservative, then therefore they're in favor of torture. Yeah, the Republicans, by and large, are trying to cover the backside of George W. Bush. They don't want the prosecutions. They don't want the impeachment. They don't want to be held accountable. But I think that there are a number of Republicans who are honorable and ethical people, at least in that context, you know, and probably in a few others. But I don't know Jim DeMint's position on that, so I don't think that we can pick on him for that. Let's keep this to the issue that it was. Larry in Illinois. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Yeah.
That senator, he don't take in the fact that these poor people are working the system. They can't even afford to get married, because how did he pay for a child being born if you don't have any insurance?
Yeah.
And same way with abortion. I'm Catholic, you know. And abortion down in Grand City, Illinois, costs $340. And if you don't have no health insurance, how are you going to pay the average $8,800 hospital bill for a child?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Larry. That's a great argument for national health care. You want to stop abortions right now or reduce the number of abortions? Have national health care that covers all obstetrics and gynecological stuff, including childbirth. Very good point, Larry. Thank you very much. Rich in Connecticut. Hey, Rich.
Hi. The problem with the religious-based societies is if you look at Iran or Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan under the Taliban, their economies were in the toilet. I mean, you take away oil from Iran, they would collapse within a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, what happens when the religious, in quotes, take over a government, when you have theocracies, is that the government goes into the tank. And we've seen that over and over and over and over again. And I'd argue that may have been even one of the things that led to the fall of the Roman Empire, but that's a whole other argument. Thank you for your point. Kat in Virginia, you want to correct my dates on Cromwell?
Hi, Tom. Cromwell was absolutely a tyrant, but the Puritans came over here in 1620 before Cromwell was in power. He rose to power 10 years later, and he led the parliamentary forces against Charles I, whom he had executed in 1649. Then he was the head of the Commonwealth until 1660. But
right.
The only reason there's a statue to him in front of Parliament was because he led the parliamentary forces and he encouraged an actual Parliament without a monarch. But he became a tyrant, and that's why he's so reviled, was because he became exactly the same kind of tyrant that Charles I had been. And he was dug up and his body was re-executed in 1660. But the Puritans who came here were extremists, and the English recognized that and threw them out of England long before Cromwell. He just made it worse.
Right, and Cromwell was just another one of them, and he was following down that same road. Okay, thank you for the correction of the order, but the point is still, I think, well taken, is that the Puritans who came here were not these, you know, sweet Christians who were suffering persecution. They were the ones who wanted to persecute because they wanted to run England, and they ultimately did under Cromwell.
Right. It was a disaster, and everybody hated them because of the draconian rules they put into place. And when they got here, they made things worse for the other people in Massachusetts Bay Colony.
Yeah, well said. Kat, thank you very much. It's so much of our history that, it's like, God, Jim DeMint is right. We don't teach history in our school. Now comes the question, what history are we going to teach? 57 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. Coming up next, what's the legacy, the real legacy of Ronald Reagan?
The Tom Hartman program.
Tom Hartman.
Where smart people get their news.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know it's only $12.50 for a one-year membership that includes the world's largest circulation magazine? Did you know that AARP tackles the tough issues for you, like health costs and age discrimination in the workplace? Call 1-800-950-7599 to enroll, and you'll find out a lot of other things you probably didn't know about AARP, like exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Call 1-800-950-7599 and find out about AARP member benefits like access to nationwide eye health savings and trustworthy group health, dental, and long-term care insurance. AARP works for you to promote health and financial security for all Americans. Call 1-800-950-7599 to become a member. Call 1-800-950-7599 now.
1480 KPHX and Ecotality Inc., Arizona's renewable energy leader, are proud to present Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person on Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at 1480kphx.com. Mike Malloy.
This is driving a lot of people right up near the edge.
And former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter.
Policy at the end of the day is not about nonproliferation. It's not about disarmament. It's about regime change. And all the Bush administration wants to do is to support their ultimate objective of military intervention.
Hear from and meet two of the most potent voices on the planet on Saturday, February 23rd at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe from 6 to 8 p.m. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One night, one stage, one can't-miss event. Get your tickets now at www.1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
KP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. More than halfway through the trading day, and Wall Street is struggling. All of the major indices are falling as investors show uncertainty over whether the Fed's interest rate cut and a proposed economic stimulus package will be enough. There are also disappointing forecasts from Apple and Motorola today. Analyst Alec Young says the near-term outlook is not good.
Expect more selling before things get better. You may see a dead cat bounce. You're not going to see a meaningful rally until the facts on the ground change. Better economic data out of the U.S.
But financial planner Michael Domingo says right now it's pretty easy for some investors to make rash decisions about their investments.
If you could eliminate emotion from investing, investing is very easy. But unfortunately, we're all human. And it's times like this that emotion takes over your logical, thinking.
At this hour, the Dow is down 263 points, S&P off 32, and the NASDAQ down 76. While the markets try to come to terms with a weakening economy, members of Congress are working on a stimulus package. But they're also being told the government's deficits are going up.
After 3 years of improvements, the budget deficit is expected to climb to about $250 billion because of the weakening economy. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office is predicting a baseline deficit of $219 billion for the current fiscal year. That alone is up a third from last year's deficit of $163 billion. And it doesn't include money for the war in Iraq or the economic stimulus package now being formulated. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
An autopsy has been completed on the body of actor Heath Ledger. The New York Medical Examiner says the initial report is inconclusive as to a cause of death. Ledger was found dead in a Manhattan apartment yesterday. A man has now been questioned in Reno, Nevada in connection with the disappearance of a 19-year-old college student. He was questioned because he had given a ride home to Brianna Dennison's friend the night she disappeared. He is not believed to be a suspect. This is AP Radio News.
As more violence rocks Iraq, the top Pentagon spokesman is talking about the targets insurgents have been hitting.
Earlier this week, an attack on a funeral gathering. Yesterday, a suicide bombing at a high school.
A continuation of Al-Qaeda's indiscriminate violence.
Major General Kevin Bergner, the chief U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, when asked by AP Radio if it's possible to protect soft targets like those, he quoted a tribal leader who's been taking on Al-Qaeda.
If someone is trying to commit suicide, it will be difficult for someone to stop them from doing that.
Today's attack was on an Iraqi army checkpoint in Baghdad. 8 soldiers were killed. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Busta Rhymes has been sentenced to 3 years probation and 10 days of community service for assaulting his former driver and a fan. The rapper had pleaded guilty to assault and drunken driving charges. He'll also have to enroll in a DWI program. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Dexatrim Max. Contains vitamin B complex that helps convert food to fuel, boosts metabolisms, and reduces stress. Number one pharmacist recommended brand, Dexatrim Max.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
1480 KPHX is the fastest growing radio station in Phoenix, and we're now increasing the size of our sales team. If you have at least 2 years experience in commission-based sales, a track record of winning for your company and clients, and are truly passionate about your profession, hit www.1480kphx.com and click on Employment. No phone calls, please. 1480 KPHX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at CamelviewAccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
When you're having problems with your heating, plumbing, or air conditioning, you want to know that the repairman that you invite into your home is someone you can trust. Well, Parker & Sons is a company that spent 30 years building up that trust. All of their technicians are certified, insured, licensed, and bonded. In fact, the fellow who came to my home was probably the nicest Yankee fan I ever met. So do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR and sleep a little easier tonight. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker & Sons.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know he makes sense on the Iraq issue. I wish everybody would get off the Ron Paul kick, for God's sake. Especially young people. Look, folks, let me tell you something. If you're under the age of 30, libertarianism, right-wing libertarianism, is a joke. And Ron Paul is worse than a joke.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Where smart people get their news.
And welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Teddy Roosevelt, 1913, talking to the Progressive Boys Club of New York City. Just talking about the square deal. This is interesting.
The principles for which we stand are the principles of fair play and a square deal for every man and every woman in the United States. A square deal politically, a square deal in matters social and industrial. I wish to see you boys join the Progressive Party and act in that party and as good citizens in the same way I'd expect any one of you to act in a football game. In other words, don't flinch, don't fall, and hit the line hard.
There you go. The former Republican president of the United States of America. Yes, let's be progressive. Let's have a square deal for workers. Let's have a square deal for the average people in the United States. John McCain, right now, who in I've been predicting all along is going to be the Republican nominee. I think, frankly, he's all they've got left. I mean, time will tell. It's possible Mitt Romney can write another check, a couple more checks, and end up the nominee. If so, great, from my point of view. He'll be very easy to beat. But John McCain, I think, frankly, is going to be tough to beat for a Democrat. And therefore, and I think the Republicans are figuring this out and figuring out very quickly. John McCain on the economy. And this is where the Republicans really are weak. Because the Republican philosophy on the economy has always been, ever since the 1880s, when the party was hijacked by the railroad barons and lost its progressive roots from its founding in 1856 and then its first serious presidential candidate, Abraham Lincoln, you know, there was about a 20-30 year period there where the Republican Party was the reform and the progressive party, and then it became, in the 1880s, the party of big business, and it has been ever since. And in fact, there are some who say that, you know, since 2000, when they flipped the stars upside down on the GOP elephant, it has even become the party of Satan. I would not go so far as to say that, although I still am wondering why those stars were flipped upside down. In any case, John McCain, the guy who is their candidate, or who probably will be their candidate, is out there saying, I still believe our fundamental underpinnings of our economy are strong. Yeah. And we also have, you know, I mean, George Bush saying the same things. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. And the reality is that the fundamental underpinnings of the United States, the U.S. economy, are not strong. They're disastrous, in large part because of policies put in place by Ronald Reagan, the guy who initiated the rollback of the New Deal. Robert Perry's on the line with us. Robert is one of America's best investigative reporters, writes over consortiumnews.com. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Recently, and thank you for being here, and we're going to have a break in about 6 minutes. I hope you can stick around. We can carry it over into the next segment as well, because you've written just an absolutely brilliant piece. Recently, Barack Obama referred to Ronald Reagan as an agent of change, or phrases to that. You said Obama said he, quote, changed the trajectory of America. That's true. It's absolutely true. And setting aside the Obama-Clinton squabble about whether or not a Democrat should invoke Reagan's name, you have written an absolutely brilliant piece laying out the true legacy of Ronald Reagan. And I thought rather than my going through and just hitting the talking points on it, I wanted to bring you on to do it. First of all, you're a smart and articulate guy. And secondly, you did the research. You deserve the credit for it. So give us this shot here. Who really was Ronald Reagan, and what did he do to the United States?
Well, Ronald Reagan was the guy, as you mentioned, Tom, who started this trajectory of the United States moving away from the New Deal, away from this idea of building a middle class, which followed World War II, and increasingly toward a winners and losers kind of culture, where the very wealthiest got the most rewards and the average folk got less and less. And that was part of what Reagan did on the domestic side. On the foreign policy side, he really began what we now view as sort of the neoconservative movement, where he credentialed many of the neoconservatives, people like Elliot Abrams, and brought them in and gave them key jobs. And they practiced much what we see now, initially on Central America, which I was covering back in the 1980s for the Associated Press. And what occurred there was, first of all, a totally an immoral, horrid slaughtering of peasants, labor leaders, working people of all sorts by right-wing governments that wanted to maintain the kind of privilege that the wealthiest had in that area. It was a very it was very disproportionate in terms of who held the wealth and power in places like Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. So you had the Reagan administration coming in, imposing sort of a Cold War template on Central America, and then supporting some of these very ruthless death squad operations, where literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were killed.
And we weren't just doing this in Central and South America. We were doing this in the Middle East as well.
We were doing it also in Africa. There was this,
yeah.
It was in this context of...
And Southeast Asia. We were doing it all over.
We were basically doing it all over. But on top of what was actually happening, there was this idea of perception management, which the neoconservatives brought in, which was if they could control how Americans perceived these events, that is, if they could suppress the horrible news and get the reporters not to tell those stories, at least not very much, and punish the reporters who did, that they could, in effect, control how Americans saw these events and therefore get the American people to back things that they might not back if they knew the full story.
Robert,
so
you
it was kind of a full, it was kind of a full effort to begin what we now see today, which is how do you get Americans to support things that are quite outrageous.
That are anti-American,
right.
Essentially. You mentioned the neoconservatives. To what extent do you think that Mr. Strauss, the founder of the neoconservatives, and his suggestion that it's okay to lie in the service of a larger good, a greater good, and Leo Strauss, and his many students, you know, Paul Wolfowitz, Doug Feith, many of the people who he was their mentor. To what extent do you think that notion influenced Reagan, or was it simply part of the zeitgeist?
Well, I think Reagan understood the need to present things in a way that was palatable for the American people. He was very good at that, obviously.
Right.
He'd spent the time at GE Theater. He'd been on the talk.
I was just thinking of that.
On the speaking circuit. He knew how to touch Americans, pull our strings, and get us to support various things. He knew how to present stuff. But he was an ad man in many ways, as well as an actor. So you had that. But on the case of the neoconservatives, they were influenced by Strauss, who was this professor back at the University of Chicago. But they also, many of them also came out, at least their parents and their families came out of more of a Trotskyite far left position, which also looked at this idea of a vanguard party. And the
ends justify the means.
Right. The neocons saw themselves essentially the vanguard. They knew what was best for the United States. They had to get the American people, the proletariat, I guess you might say, in a different context, to sort of follow them.
Right.
So it was always, how do you manipulate the information to get the American people to follow you? And it was essentially and fundamentally anti-democratic.
Yeah, small d democratic. And they're still doing that. I mean, Ronald Reagan, now here's Reagan telling a joke, right?
Yet any time you and I question the schemes of the do-gooders, we're denounced as being against their humanitarian goal. They say we're always against things, we're never for anything. Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so. Now,
and he would, you know, he'd just kind of pull these things out that didn't mean or say anything, but, you know, just worked.
Right. There was this up is down quality, which we also see these days, where they almost present the opposite of reality and get away with it. And the piece you talked about that I wrote for ConsortiumNews.com about what actually happened in Central America goes through what was actually happening in Guatemala, which we now know a great deal about because the documents have been released, and what the U.S. government knew about even the genocide that was being conducted against some of the Mayan Indians in the highlands there,
right.
and how Reagan was able to cover that up, and how the neocons were able to spin this in ways that the American people never got a real full understanding of what was being done in their names.
We're talking with Robert Perry, American investigative journalist with Consortium News, consortiumnews.com. And Robert, when we come back, I'd like to play a clip from Ronald Reagan in support of Harry Truman when he was a Democrat and get your take on how he moved from being a Democrat to being a Republican and what that meant for America. And you know how we ended up where we are. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it, Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling a home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and bath to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural design, engineering, and interior design, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the valley for all your needs. Check out some of their work at www.aspengoldrenovations.com. That's aspengoldrenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. That's aspengoldrenovations.com or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508.
Hi, Beth here again, and I'm Jody, and we're the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Company. Two Men in a Truck is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as outstanding customer service and flat hourly rates. Let us take the headache out of moving. Our professional staff will carefully pack and label boxes, move furniture, and then deliver and unpack items anywhere in the state. So get a move on! For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That is we, letter R, movers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move. Save big when you schedule your move between the 1st and the 15th of the month.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Yeah, a new direction like Ronald Reagan was what? Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. We're talking with Robert Perry of ConsortiumNews.com. As a brilliant article that he's written about the war crimes that were committed by Ronald Reagan. Sanctioned by Ronald Reagan, and from skulls as candle holders, this massive genocide down in Central America. And Robert, if you don't mind, I've got about a minute and a half year long commercial that Ronald Reagan did back when he was a Democrat. And if I may play this for you and get your take on what happened after that.
Okay, sure.
Okay, great. Here it is. Let me turn it up first.
The profits of corporations have doubled, while workers' wages have increased by only one quarter. In other words, profits have gone up four times as much as wages. And the small increase workers did receive was more than eaten up by rising prices, which have also bored into their savings. For example, here's an Associated Press dispatch I read the other day about Smith L. Carpenter, a craftsman in Union Springs, New York. Seems that Mr. Carpenter retired some years ago, thinking he had enough money saved up so that he could live out his last years without having to worry. But he didn't figure on this Republican inflation, which ate up all his savings, and so he's gone back to work. The reason this is news is Mr. Carpenter is 91 years old. Now, take as a contrast the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey, which reported a net profit of $210 million after taxes for the first half of 1948, an increase of 70% in 1 year. In other words, high prices have not been caused by higher wages, but by bigger and bigger profits. The Republican promises sounded pretty good in 1946. But what has happened since then, since the 80th Congress took over? Prices have climbed to the highest level in history, although the death of the OPA was supposed to bring prices down through, quote, the natural process of free competition, unquote. Labor has been handcuffed by the vicious Taft-Hartley law. Social Security benefits have been snatched away from almost a million workers by the Gearhart bill. Fair employment practices, which had worked so well during wartime, have been abandoned. Veterans' pleas for low-cost homes have been ignored, and many people are still living in made-over chicken coops and garages. Tax reduction bills have been passed to benefit the higher income brackets alone. The average worker saved only $1.73 a week. In the false name of economy, millions of children have been deprived of milk once provided through the federal school lunch program. This was the payoff of the Republicans' promises. And this is why we must have new faces in the Congress of the United States, Democratic faces. This is why we must elect not only President Truman, but also men like Mayor Hubert Humphrey of Minneapolis, the Democratic candidate for senator from Minnesota.
This is an ad that Reagan did in dozens of cities around the United States for local mayors and for gubernatorial races. He was a very aggressive Democratic campaigner. And then he became a Republican president. And then, as you so eloquently point out in your article over at consortiumnews.com, arguably became one of our worst war criminal presidents. What happened?
Well, it's a hard thing to always know what goes on in a person's mind. I think politics and power and money, a lot of things influence the direction of anyone as they go through their life. And I think Reagan became someone who went to work for the General Electric Corporation, as we all know. He hosted GE Theater, and he also gave speeches around the country on behalf of the corporation. And over time became one of them, in the sense that he saw his position as enhanced by that kind of
Nancy's father was
viewpoint.
Was very big in bringing him into this, wasn't
what
you know, his second wife Nancy's father was very big in bringing him into the Republican fold, as I recall.
Right, there were personal influences too.
But I guess the larger question is, to what extent were the crimes that were committed during the Reagan administration? Because I think there's fairly good evidence that at least during the last 2 years of Reagan's administration, of his 8 years, that he was gone. His Alzheimer's was so bad, he wasn't, you know, there was nobody home. And George Bush was running the country, George Herbert Walker Bush. To what extent was this genocide in Central and South America Reagan's fault versus George Herbert Walker Bush's fault, the former director of the CIA?
Well, they both should take a lot of blame for it. But Reagan was much more attentive and knowledgeable about what was going on in Central America than many people understand. It was something that he was interested in. It is true he would phase out when it came to the budget or something like that, but when it came to some of these wars that were going on, which he saw as part of the Cold War, but in a sense they really weren't. They were very much local struggles between haves and haves, not have-nots in these little countries. But he would take a great deal of interest. He knew in great detail what was going on with the Contras, for instance, in Nicaragua. And he had a realistic view of them. I quote, there was a reference in Dewey Claridge's book. He was one of the CIA officers in charge of the Contras. And at one point, when Reagan wanted something done, he turned to Dewey and said, "Can't your vandals take care of it?" So he referred to the Contras as vandals in private, although when he talked to the American people, they were the moral equals of the founding fathers and
right.
freedom fighters.
Robert, we got about 20 seconds left. Any chance that Reagan can be held to account for his war crimes?
Well, I think it would be great at some point for the United States to have a truth commission, much like we've seen happen in South Africa and Argentina and many other places. And that was something I fault Bill Clinton for when he took over the first president after the Cold War,
right.
and he didn't do anything really on that. So, but it's still something that should happen.
And you suggest that now is an opportunity for people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to be talking about the true legacy of Ronald Reagan.
Right, instead of pretending that it was all sweetness and light back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that he was just a good guy, but he was a Republican. Horrible thing. Robert Perry, ConsortiumNews.com. The article is called Obama's Dubious Praise for Reagan. Strongly recommended reading. Robert, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking with you. 27 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270, your telephone number, TomHartman.com, our website.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
Iraq is the classic example of the shock doctrine. You had a military strategy that was called shock and awe. It was a military strategy designed to maximize disorientation.
Author Naomi Klein on the revolutionary shock doctrine she first described in the pages of The Nation.
The theory was that Iraqis would be so shocked they would be easily marshaled from point A to point B.
Ideas that reshape the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Naomi Klein to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try 4 weeks of The Nation risk-free, then get 20 more weeks. That's 6 months in all for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Wall Street Blues. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 246 points.
In the background, disappointments from Apple and Motorola, which both reported discouraging profit news.
Warren Levinson reports that dashed any notion yesterday's Federal Reserve interest rate cut would be a short-term fix for the economy. Word out of Mexico, missing Marine Cesar Loren visited family members there.
His cousin said he didn't really think it was out of the ordinary until he saw his cousin's face on the news and found out he was wanted for murder in the U.S.
Tracy Carl reports Loren is wanted in North Carolina in connection with the death of a pregnant fellow Marine. Fire investigators in Youngstown, Ohio, say a house fire that killed six people, including four children, may have been set. A man in Scranton, Pennsylvania, pleaded guilty to leaving his two young daughters home alone while he visited his girlfriend. As part of the plea deal, he did not admit to allegations he gave one of the girls NyQuil so she could sleep. Busta Rhymes has been sentenced in New York to 3 years probation and community service for assaulting his former driver and a fan. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both.
My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen and Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen and Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
What are you expecting to happen in 2008? Well, there are things we can't know, such as, will gas prices continue to rise? Or will mortgage rates continue to increase? But there are some things we know for sure. Like, we know this will be Bush's last full year in office, and we know this will be a challenging year for real estate. Home values are still on the decline, and mortgage rates and programs are changing every day. If you have the ability and the equity to lock in a 30-year fixed rate, don't hold off, because for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. 76 Mortgage wants to remind you that rates are still at a 2-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, call 602-265-LOAN or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
How to become a right-wing talk show host.
Start out a chubby, unpopular kid in high school. Get angry because the girls ignore you. DJ the high school dances. Get angrier because the girls still ignore you even though you play their songs. Get into radio. Now you're angry because girls still ignore you even though you let them win free pizzas. Get promoted to the morning show. Get up at 3 a.m. angry. Get fired because you're the angry, chubby, balding guy no one wants to listen to. Find a bunch of angry, fat people just like you. Now you're ready to become a right-wing talk show host.
Hey, know your enemy. The Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPH.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Radio operator, do you ever think of me? Cause I'm a gleam on some horizon, just too far away to see. Radio.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Some strange news out there. Oh, yeah. This is one dizzy cat, I'll tell you. This is our Higgins alert. The last time cat owner, this is amazing. Last time cat owner Kelly Levy saw her tiger-striped feline was before she took her husband to the airport. 24-year-old came back to her house late Friday to find the bottom step where Gracie May, the cat, would usually be waiting. Empty. Tore the house apart. Freaked out. Papered the newspaper, the neighborhood with lost cat signs. Then she gets a phone call. Hi, you're not going to believe this, but I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas, and I accidentally picked up your husband's luggage, and when I opened the luggage, a cat jumped out. Levy recalled the caller saying, the South Florida Sun Sentinel reported. Rob Carter of Fort Worth, Texas, told the Dallas Morning News that he'd made it home with the suitcase. He said, I went to unpack and saw some of the clothes and realized it wasn't my suitcase. I was going to close it, and a kitten jumped out and ran under the bed. I screamed like a little girl. Carter delivered Gracie May to Seth Levy, and the tabby made the 1,300-mile trip home on an $80 plane ticket Sunday night. Yeah. One time, when we lived in rural Vermont, we lived way out in the woods in the middle of nowhere, and I had to give a speech in Burlington, which was about an hour and a half drive away, and I got in the car and drove to Burlington, and all the way there I kept hearing the sound. It sounded like a cat meowing, and I thought, this is so weird. You know, it was faint, and I thought maybe it was like a fan belt that was loose that was making that sound, or maybe I was imagining it or something. But finally, when I got to Burlington, when there wasn't all that road noise, when I slowed down, I could hear it quite loudly. And so within a half mile or so of getting off the highway, I stopped at my friend's house, who was
I was going to go. He was going with me to this talk. I was this book signing and talk I was doing, and then afterwards we were going to go back to his house and have dinner. I stopped and I could hear it coming from under my hood. I opened the hood of my car, and there was one of our cats. It wasn't Higgins. It was a cat we had called Java, a Maine Coon cat, sitting just behind the battery over the wheel well, all disheveled. But he was fine, although he was pretty badly dehydrated. I took him. Now, here's what was amazing. I walked up to the front door of Alan's house, knocked on the door. You know, Alan opens the door. I got this cat in my hand. I said, you know, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Instead of coming with me to the book signing and the talk, can you take my cat to the vet while I'm there, or find one? And he said, well, just by coincidence, my sister and brother-in-law are here, and my brother-in-law is a vet. And so we walked into the living room, and there was a veterinarian. And he said, oh, I'll take care of your cat while you and Alan go to the book signing. Not to worry. And when we came back 2 hours later, Java, our cat, was in fine shape, all cleaned up, well rehydrated, and although never quite pleased with the idea of getting in or near a car after that. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And let's see, Diane in Berkeley, California. Hey, Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I have a story about Reagan that's sort of a timeline story. Can you hear me?
Sure, I can. Yeah.
My husband and I met on a plane going to Sacramento, sponsored by ACLU, back in 1959. We were going to try to get the Levering Oath, which was an anti-disloyalty disclaimer oath that all teachers had to take to get it repealed.
Mm-hmm.
And the first date that my husband asked me on was to a United World Federalist dinner a few weeks from the trip. And Ronald Reagan was to be the guest speaker. Now, if you know anything about United World Federalists,
they were like the socialists of their day, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the time the dinner occurred, he had canceled and become a Republican.
Oh, really?
That was 1959. And I have
That's
to
amazing.
Say that now, every time I see a homeless person on the street, I think that's Ronald Reagan's legacy.
Well, it really is. You know, you and I are old enough to remember, perhaps you're a little older than I am, but we're both old enough to remember when there weren't homeless people on the streets.
That's right.
In the United States.
Right.
And it happened after the third or fourth year of the Reagan presidency, when he cut all the funding to mental hospitals and
exactly.
basically turned people out on the streets.
Right. And well, I just thank you for continuing to puncture the myth about him.
Yeah, thank you very much. We need to do that on an ongoing basis. I appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you. John in San Diego, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hello there. Yes, the Reagan taxes, I think he was the first to cut taxes for the wealthy, and he also doubled the Social Security tax and doubled it again by creating the payroll tax. Is that right?
Well, he didn't create the payroll tax. It was already there, the Social Security tax. But what he did was he doubled the Social Security tax. It was the largest tax. Ronald Reagan passed the largest tax increase in the history of the United States. And it was a tax increase 100% of which fell on people who made less than $50,000 a year. 100% of it. At the same time, he also cut taxes on millionaires and billionaires from a top, for people who earned in today's dollars over $3.2 million, from a top rate of 71% down to a top rate of 28%. So that's what Reagan did, and that began the absolute landslide. You know, talk about a slow slide. No, this was a landslide into converting the middle class into the working poor in the United States, and now we have 12% of the U.S. population living at or below the poverty line. I mean, this is a moral disaster. It's absolutely incredible. But that's what Reagan did. John, thanks a lot for the call. Alan in New York City. Hey, Alan.
Yes, Tom. I'm calling to ask you, what is your campaign strategy for John Edwards? Because from what I'm hearing from you, it seems like you just keep bashing Barack Obama. Every chance that you get, you read articles that talks about all he's vulnerable. You get people on your show to even legitimize a lot of these things. And I have listened to you telling people that they ought not to vote for Kucinich because he makes a deal with Obama. I don't think
these
things
are
right.
All right. Well, I understand your disagreement with me. I will say this again. all three of the Republican candidates who are the leading Republican candidates right now have vulnerabilities. All three of them. Edwards' biggest vulnerabilities are his voting record in the Senate and his perception as the guy who gets expensive haircuts.
But you don't talk about these things. You don't talk about his voting records at all. And you're quick to defend him at all times.
Well, I'm sorry if it seems like I'm an absolute Edwards partisan. I try very hard and probably more so than I need to. But I frankly think it should not be my job to wound any of the candidates, and I don't intend to. But I'm telling you, as I said, those are the areas where they will go after Edwards, where they will go after Hillary Clinton is on her voting record and her being a woman. And don't, for a minute think that you're not going to hear, if Hillary Clinton is the nominee, you're not going to hear the Hillary Clinton testicle lockbox ads rolled out again from Rush Limbaugh, for example.
Ladies, are you fed up with men calling the shots? Are you looking for a new weapon in the war of the sexes that you need? A Hillary Clinton testicle lockbox.
And he goes on from there. So there's going to be misogyny or sexism used against Hillary Clinton, and if Barack Obama is the candidate, there's going to be racism, and the fact that his middle name is Hussein, they're going to be arguing that he's a Muslim, is going to be used against him. All three of them are going to be attacked viciously. Any one of the three of them are going to be attacked viciously by the Republicans. We have to acknowledge that. I think we need to talk about that. We need to be prepared for it. I think it's great that Barack Obama, over on his website right now, is talking back to this viral email that's been going around saying that he's a secret part of some Muslim conspiracy to take over America, because it's a lie. It's a flaming lie. And the guy's been the member of the same Christian church for over 20 years. And so now there's another one going out, oh, he's part of some sort of a black supremacist Christian church. Well, that's a lie, too. I mean, there are so many lies about Barack Obama out there, and I'm glad that he's fighting back on them. And as I've said a couple of times, Hillary Clinton's people say, oh, they're fighting with each other, Obama and Clinton. I think that's great. That shows that they can fight against a Republican as well. Anyhow, Jason in Los Angeles. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to talk about for a second Martin Luther King III's letter to John Edwards. I don't know if you talked about it yesterday. I actually read it
on the air yesterday.
Oh, fantastic. I really think it's important because the mainstream media does not talk about this. And, in fact, even in that debate the other night on CNN, they seem to want to say somehow that Martin Luther King would have endorsed Senator Obama. And I think that Martin Luther King III's letter really got to the point of what Dr. King's message is, which is that he fought for injustice and against poverty, and John Edwards is really the only one that's talking about these issues. And
I believe that all three of them have what it takes to take on some of these issues. Although you're right, Edwards has made it the core of his campaign from day one, and for his lifetime. And although, Barack Obama did too. I mean, he was organizing, campaigning on the south side of Chicago, as he points out. He's worked very, very hard against poverty, and Hillary Clinton, arguably has done so, although I would say that her husband's policies in ending welfare as we know it have actually made the problem of poverty in the United States worse. I don't believe that it was a good thing, but, she's not campaigning on, well, sometimes she's not campaigning on her husband's policies. Jason, thanks for the call. What can I say? 45 minutes. It's going to be a wild ride to Super Tuesday, and we'll see what comes out of that. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi,
Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula, Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea, plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin, Sucrets.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-416-7423. That's 1-800-416-7423. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-416-7423.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571 for a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Here's another song from GW, that's me, and the Carlisle Group. Here we go, get real close. Strangers in the night, exchanging gunfire, liberals so uptight, call me a liar, challenging my war, before my term is through. Something in their eyes is getting scary. Keeping to my plan is getting hairy. Every day it's hard to do the things I do. Justify my fight. Please, Limbaugh, Hannity, O'Reilly on the right. Keep my agenda on the burners burning bright. Because I'm so uptight, demonize the left today and take their right to speak away. And if you all succeed, will satisfy your hunger and your greed with all the corporate dollars that you need. And some pretty little strangers in the night.
Yes. Thank you, George. Thank you so much. Yes.
All those clowns over at the Liberal Radio Network, we could incarcerate them immediately. Will you have that done, please?
Who let
Turn
him
over
in
the
here?
FBI and just put them in chains?
Get out of here! Welcome back to Tom Hartman Program, brought to you, by the way, in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. 866-303-2270. Our telephone number, Brian in Redondo Beach, California. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
A lot, Tom. I have one question for you I want to ask you. Do you really seriously think Hillary Clinton will be any different from what we have seen in the past? We have gone through Reagan, then we go through Bush, then we go through Clinton, and now we go through Bush, and then we go through Clinton again. Do you think she's going to be anything different the way our president is walking around this country speaking?
Yeah, I think so. And the reason why I think so, Brian, is because the times are different. When Bill Clinton came into office, Bill Clinton was elected on a progressive platform, which demonstrates that progressive politics still work in the United States. He was sat down 2 weeks before he went into office by as I recall, Robert Rubin and Alan Greenspan, and told the facts of life, you know, sorry, son, you're not going to be able to govern as a progressive. And he governed basically as a moderate Republican. Times were good. You know, economically, times were good during the Clinton administration. And so most people who were politically active basically went to sleep. You know, people were out there making money. They were raising kids. They were doing other things. They weren't doing politics. And this war in Iraq, the 26 years now of our jobs being outsourced and destroyed, the destruction of the American economy, the destruction of our infrastructure, our roads crumbling, our schools crumbling, all this stuff has woken the American people up. No president, no Democrat could take the presidency in the year 2009 when they're sworn in January of 2009. No Democrat could take that presidency and not have to respond to us, unlike Clinton. He never had to deal with us.
He did some wonderful things. I agree with you on that. But he also, on the backside of the dark side, he also done some bad things.
Yeah.
And we know that. So I cannot excuse what he had, the bad thing, and I have to accept the good thing also.
Brian, if you listen to the program regularly, I say Bill Clinton was the best Republican president we had since Dwight Eisenhower. You know, NAFTA, GATT were a disaster. The Telecommunications Act of '96, Glass-Steagall. I mean, there's just a whole variety of things that you can lay at Clinton's feet that I think are major disasters. The end of welfare as we know it, the end of big government as we know it. I mean, all of these things. But my point is that I really believe that even if Hillary wanted to govern as if she was Bill, that she can't because the times have changed.
She can't. And see, that's what we're confusing ourselves. Just like Barack Obama said, I'm running against two candidates. Who am I running against?
Yeah. Well, I think
and
I agree
what
with
I'm saying is that he's a great president. And with all great due respect, he needs to sit down a bit.
Yeah.
He really needs to calm down just
Absolutely.
A bit because he's ruining his reputation for what he did to us. And he's not respecting us on that because we.
Brian, you're absolutely right. Today,
only there because we know him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And thank you for the call and the comment. And in fact, Maureen Dowd wrote a great op-ed about this in today's New York Times. You know, basically making the point that I made on the air yesterday and the day before that Bill Clinton is not he's sacrificing his legacy as a president. He's not acting presidential. He's acting like a campaign shell. He's playing the role of a vice president. The vice president's job is to be the hitman, and then the vice presidential candidate. And then the presidential candidate's job is to be above the fray. And, you know, so, I mean, that's, you know, look at how Cheney and Bush played that. And that's what Bill Clinton is doing right now. And it's not presidential. It is wrong, frankly. And I think he needs to take a deep breath and sit down and shut up for a while. Or at least play the role of a supportive spouse rather than a hitman, because it's wrong. Robert in New York City. Hey, Robert, you want to take me to task for something?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
One second. I'm going to take you up to speaker.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Tom, I would like to challenge you on one question, that you, one statement you had said
you had said that the a big business using the laws in which we've written, and I believe that they circumventing the laws in order for their benefit, you know, because of the ambiguities laws in the English.
Yeah, well, here's where we probably agree, Robert. I would say, I would just slightly rephrase that. I would say instead of that these big transnational corporations are circumventing or circumnavigating the laws, I would say that they, through their lobbyists and through their political influence and all their money in Washington, D.C., are frankly writing the laws to their own benefit. And this is why you're seeing corporate tax rates, for example, dropping all over the world. You got cons running around right now saying, oh, the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rates in the world. Why is that? It's because transnational corporations have had such incredible power in every country on earth. There's been a coup, and nobody has noticed it. All the conservatives were worried about the U.N. all these years. Oh, we're going to give up sovereignty. We have given up sovereignty to the transnational corporations. 57 minutes past the hour.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. This February's Air America cruise is completely sold out. Don't blame me. I told you to hurry up and make your reservations, didn't I? But listen, there's still hope for you. We're doing another cruise this coming fall, so do yourself a favor and plan on taking a cruise with me and all the rest of your favorite Air America hosts very soon. And for those of us who were lucky enough to get a spot on this February's cruise, congrats! I'll see you then.
The Air America Cruise, brought to you in part by ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they could save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh, dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-792-5868. 1-800-792-5868. 1-800-792-5868.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The bears continue to prowl on Wall Street. All of the major indices are falling again today. At this hour, the Dow is down 145 points. So what's an investor to do? Well, these folks are trying to hold on during this roller coaster ride while they keep an eye on what's happening with their investments.
You absolutely look, and there's a little spark of fear every time you hear things. I'm not worried at all just because I'm a long-term investor. So I feel like for the long term, you know, I'm not gonna sell out or anything like that. It's going to be okay.
In Switzerland today, Secretary of State Rice tried to reassure world financial leaders. She says the U.S. economy is resilient and will remain an engine of growth. An autopsy has been done on Heath Ledger's body, but the medical examiner says he still doesn't know what killed the actor. He was found in a Manhattan apartment yesterday, and prescription pills were found near his body. The AP's Mark Smith reports Ledger's death forced a change in the president's schedule.
The president was to help launch new TV spots from the White House drug czar's office, appealing to youngsters not to abuse painkillers and other prescription drugs. However, the event's been postponed, Press Secretary Dana Perino explaining Bush didn't want to appear to be making PR use of Ledger's death.
An American commander in Afghanistan says there are changes to the fight against the Taliban.
Major General David Rodriguez says militants tend to go where they can find the biggest payoff.
Right now, that probably seems to be in Pakistan.
Staying there instead of traveling into Afghanistan. Rodriguez telling reporters here during a visit from eastern Afghanistan, militants are trying to take advantage of Pakistan's political turmoil and effectively sending a message to Pakistani military leaders that they need to pay more attention to the overall militant problem.
I think that is a growing realization amongst all of them that everybody needs to do more together.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
On the campaign trail, Barack Obama again criticizing Hillary Clinton, questioning her candor. This is AP Radio News. Vaccines are not just for kids, but some adults apparently are not getting that message. The AP's Camille Bohannon reports that's putting some of them at risk for some deadly diseases.
There is a three-shot series that protects against the human papillomavirus. Federal officials say only about 10% of women, ages 18 to 26, have received at least one dose of the three that are recommended.
Britney Spears showed up at a Los Angeles courthouse today to make a case for visiting her children, but she wasn't there for long. She left the building before reaching the courtroom. The hearing went on without her. A Pennsylvania man accused of drugging his 9-year-old daughter with cold medicine so he could leave home to meet his mistress has now pleaded guilty to endangerment. Richard Bowen was responsible for his daughters while his wife worked overnight. A jury in Kentucky has rejected all felony charges brought against an Alabama couple. The couple was accused of selling several famous firearms to a millionaire collector at fraudulent prices. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by your Jeep dealer. Zero Plus is back at your Jeep dealer. Well-qualified buyers can take advantage of zero APR financing plus up to $3,000 total cash allowance on Grand Cherokee and Commander. Hurry to your local Jeep dealer today.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Have enough hot air to last you an entire term in office? Temperatures are dropping, but North Valley Mechanical is heating up. Protect your heating and cooling equipment with annual maintenance today. Have fewer breakdowns, less repairs, and lower your utility bills. Call the professionals at North Valley Mechanical, 480-538-9184. Don't wait, 480-538-9184, or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. Proud dealers for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Comfort Systems.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Matthew's man love is really, so, and nobody ever talks about that. How he, like, you know, he gets like a Fred Thompson on the show, especially Fred. I don't know what it is about Fred Thompson that turns Chris on. But there's so, and when Bush was with the codpiece, remember, the flight suit on the carrier, we're all neocons now, man. Look at the set on that guy. Wow.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hartman program.
Tom Hartman.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
And welcome back. Ben Shapiro is with us. His website, BenjaminShapiro.com. National syndicated columnist, author of a new book, Project President, Bad Hair and Botox on the Road to the White House. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You know, in your book, you, for example, you, Calvin Coolidge, you say contemporary liberal historians find it difficult to understand the allure of President Calvin Coolidge. I thought the allure of him, you know, other, you know, he came into power when Harding died, and then he got reelected on his own, so he was president for 6 years, right up to 1929, was that he cut taxes for the very, very wealthy in this country 6 times, that he didn't say or do much beyond that, and that times seemed to be booming, just like they kind of seemed to be booming, over, you know, over the last 26 years under Reaganism. And, you know, in retrospect, you could argue that his policies led directly to the Republican Great Depression.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever his policies were, I think a large part of his allure actually was the image that he cultivated, because he cultivated this image as a tight-lipped but humorous guy. I mean, H.L. Mencken said that some people considered him to be the most typical American since Lincoln, and that's something that he really pushed. I mean, he, as tight-lipped and as uptight as he seemed, he was the kind of guy who would go out to his ranch in Vermont and have photographers take pictures of him in Indian headdress. He was the type of guy who would distribute stories about himself that showed him being, you know, very funny if taciturn. I mean, the most famous story, of course, is one where a woman approached him at a dinner party and said to him, "I'll bet you that I can get you to say more than 2 words." And he said, "You lose." So, yeah. I mean, he was a funny guy.
Yeah, he came back from a
likable guy.
Yeah, he came back from church, and his wife said, "You know, what was the sermon on?" And he said, "Sin." You know, he was Silent Cal. I mean, that's what he's known as.
And then his wife said, "What did he say?" And then his wife said, "What did the Reverend say about sin?" He said, "He was against it."
Yeah. Now, you know, let's talk about the images of the candidates. I've read some of your columns over at townhall.com, William F. Buckley's conservative website. And in one of them, you're kind of handicapping the candidates on both sides. You say Clinton is a screeching, grating candidate who thrills no one and annoys virtually everyone. Obama is smooth and likable and, just as importantly, African-American, even if he spouts meaningless slogans that appeal to the fawning media elite. Say what?
Well, I think that you know, if you look at what Obama largely says in his speeches, he talks about hope and change. He doesn't talk a lot of particulars. And when he does talk particulars, I think Clinton beats him on particulars. You know, when it comes to, you know, the image itself, you know, leaving aside the policy, I think that Obama beats her on image. I think that he made a big mistake in South Carolina, however, when he decided that he wanted to get down to the mud with her. By attacking her, he really took away his biggest advantage, and his biggest advantage was rising above the fray, looking like somebody who was, you know, a uniter, not a divider.
You mean when he called her a corporate lawyer, or they pointed out that she'd been on the board of Walmart for, I think it was, 6 years.
Right, exactly, and then going after her and saying, you know, he didn't know who he was fighting, her or her husband. I mean, that's a big mistake. You want to attack Hillary, attack her all you want, but I think that the base still really likes Bill a lot. So, and the truth is that Hillary can afford to look mean, because everyone kind of assumes that she's mean. She's looked mean for a number of years already. So,
mean or tough?
Well, I think that it's a very fine line for her. She tries to bring herself off as tough, but I think the problem for her is that in too many cases she's come off mean. Now I think she's really learning to walk that line pretty well. I think she found her stride in New Hampshire when she you know, had that episode where she teared up over the direction of the country. Right. I mean, I thought that was, first of all, I thought it was genuine. And second of all, I thought that it was very good image politics, because it really softened her a lot. I mean, I think that she should take a page from Nancy Pelosi, frankly, and she should stop wearing as many frumpy pantsuits, you know, put on a skirt every so often, soften your hair, wear some pastels, and smile a little bit. And I think that now she's begun doing that, and I think that that's really redounded to her benefit. I mean,
you talk about Clinton and Obama here. I didn't see anything about John Edwards. Your thoughts on him as a candidate?
You know, John Edwards, I was shocked that he didn't do better in this campaign. I thought that he was, you know, a pretty strong image candidate.
Well, there's been a virtual media blackout on him ever since
exactly.
He's called for the breakup of the big media.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, that doesn't help.
I mean, I think that the truth is, I think that Obama's presence in the race kind of sucked all the air out of the room for Edwards, because Edwards, you know, takes a lot of the same positions that Obama has, you know, he's a very good...
Actually, it's the other way around. Obama, Edwards lays out a health care policy. A couple of weeks later, Obama has that health care policy.
I think that's right. I think that Edwards has been the leader on the... You're right. I mean, I think Edwards has been the leader on those policies, and Obama has kind of taken them. But at the same time, Edwards' biggest problem, I think, in terms of image for a general election, would be this kind of metrosexual feel that he's put out there. I mean, if there's one moment in his campaign that's really crippled him, it happened back in 2004 when there was that video that popped up on YouTube where he was, they're having his hair done before the camera, and he whips out a compact and a comb, starts redoing his hair for a full 2 minutes, and someone pipes in, I feel pretty from West Side Story in the background. Right. I mean, that was pretty crippling.
Right, and that would be the Republican ad that they'd run against him.
Exactly.
And also, you point out in your book, the tall candidate always wins, and he's average height, but Barack Obama is a very tall guy.
I mean, I think that Hillary could break the mold on that one, though, because I think that Hillary is most successful as a candidate, actually, when she plays the victim. I mean, that's true historically. Saw her best popularity ratings during the 1990s during the Lewinsky scandal.
Your comments on Hillary Clinton had to do with how she looks. And this is one of the concerns that I have. I mean, this is basically a very sexist perspective. At least in everything that you wrote, you were writing about Mike Huckabee's friendly smile, but you don't talk about, that they should ditch the pantsuits or that they should change their appearance or their hair or the kind of clothes that they're wearing. You know, how do we get past this kind of sexist language and perceptions in politics,
well,
Ben?
I mean, I think that it's difficult to get past it simply because it remains an issue for most Americans. I mean, how people cultivate their image is going to be different for women than it is for men, and she's really the first serious female candidate for president of the United States that we've had. So this is something that commentators are just going to have to deal with. But, I mean, to be fair, I go after Mitt Romney on his hair. I mean, I talk about how John McCain should get better fitted clothes. I mean,
That's right. You said that Mitt Romney is so slick that he turns people off.
He looks
so perfect.
Exactly. I mean, Mitt Romney ought to muss up his hair a little bit, get in a pair of jeans and dig a hole somewhere and have people take pictures because he seems so suity. I mean, in Project President, I talk about the idea of suits versus boots. Mm-hmm. And the idea that Americans generally like cowboy candidates who own ranches and that, whether it's Clinton or Bush. When it comes to Mitt Romney, this is the kind of guy who joked on Jay Leno that he changes from a dark suit into a light suit when he goes to bed at night. I mean, that's not the type of candidate who's going to attract people.
Yeah. I'm assuming that your loyalties, as it were, are on the Republican side. I'm curious who your favorite Republican candidates are and if you want to handicap that race.
In terms of my personal preference, I mean, I like Rudy Giuliani, but as an image politician, he's been a disaster. I mean,
the guy's had three wives. He's, he's been thrown out of the Catholic Church,
he's had so many gaffes already, and the YouTube videos of him, essentially making out Donald Trump are not going to help him very much.
Well, in exchange for a $100,000 campaign contribution, he cited against the advice of all of his advisors, he cited the disaster headquarters for New York City and the World Trade Center after it had been bombed.
Right.
And so, when he was running down the streets in New York, that iconic video that he would no doubt use in a campaign commercial, he was running down the streets because he didn't have any place to go.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of questions about his leadership.
So why do you like Giuliani?
I think that on a personal level, I mean, I like Giuliani.
No, I mean, why would you vote for him? You said he's your favorite Republican candidate.
I would vote for him because, I like his policies on tax cut, because I like his policies on foreign policy. Because I think that he's tough and that he doesn't really care what other people think, which is something that I think actually most Americans like in a candidate, whether that's a Democrat or a Republican. You don't want somebody who bends with the wind.
Giuliani doesn't bend with the wind, but he used to be in favor of abortion. Now he's opposed to it. He used to be in favor of gay marriage. Now he's opposed to it. He used to be, a social moderate. Now he's a social right winger. He used to be, in favor of gun control. Now he's opposed to it. I'm confused.
Right. Well, I mean, but as you noticed, the policies that I was citing that I like from him are the ones where he didn't flip. So where he flipped. I like his new positions better than his old positions, but I would have voted for him even if he hadn't switched his position.
Do you think he has a chance?
I do. I think that he's either going to look like the smartest candidate in the world or the dumbest after Florida.
Yeah, yeah. And after Super Tuesday, as they go into that thing. Very, very interesting. And any thoughts on Grandpa Fred? I have here his speech yesterday when he was announcing that he was leaving. It continues for about a minute and a half. It's
I mean, it's hard to tell the difference there between Grandpa Fred and Grandpa Simpson. I mean, Thompson's big problem when he, first of all, he jumped in too late, but second of all, the big rap on him was always that he didn't have the energy necessary, and he turned out to be Eeyore with narcolepsy.
Yeah, there you go. Ben Shapiro. BenjaminShapiro.com, his website, his book, Project President, Bad Hair and Botox on the Road to the White House. Ben, thanks for dropping by today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors? Tired of messy mops and buckets? Sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I use it, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses ordinary tap water and a machine-washable microfiber cleaning pad to create a powerful steam that loosens, lifts, and cleans up dirt. And at only four easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. If you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month. Now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
1480 KPHX and Ecotality Inc., Arizona's renewable energy leader, are proud to present Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person on Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at 1480kphx.com. Mike Malloy.
This is driving a lot of people right up near the edge.
And former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter.
Policy at the end of the day is not about nonproliferation. It's not about disarmament. It's about regime change. And all the Bush administration wants to do is to support their ultimate objective of military intervention.
Hear from and meet two of the most potent voices on the planet on Saturday, February 23rd at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe from 6 to 8 p.m. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One night, one stage, one can't miss event.
Get your tickets now at www.1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Berry is at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Free as long as you don't say the wrong thing on the phone while the Attorney General's listening, or write the wrong letter while the FBI is reading your mail, or show up as a vet looking for veteran services and benefits as long as Republicans are running the VA. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Larry Scott on the line with us. He is the founder, the editor, the chief cook and bottle washer over at VAWatchdog.org. Keeping an eye on the VA because somebody has to, and you're doing a fine job of it, Larry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you much again, Tom. Yeah, it was what I did. It was a recess appointment. I appointed myself to keep an eye on the VA. So that way nobody can do anything about it.
There you go. You've been doing a marvelous job all these years.
Thank you.
VAWatchdog.org. What, in your mind, Larry, are the top stories of the day with regard to veterans?
Well, let's just start with more money. The VA budget went up $2.9 billion. That was for VA health care, and then Congress...
Now, hang on just a second. $2.9 billion, that's what, about 4 days in Iraq?
Yeah, something like
but
that.
But this is for an entire year for veterans.
Yes, yeah. And then they also sneaked in an extra $3.7 billion for veterans health care that they put in as emergency contingent funding. And they did it that way and sent it to the president's desk because President Bush already said, no, that extra money you've already authorized is enough. If you send me any more, I'll veto it. So they didn't include it in the regular appropriations bill. They sent it up as emergency contingent funding at $3.7 billion. Mm. What that means is they put the ball on the president's desk, and they said, okay, you either get to say yes or no to the veterans of America. It's entirely up to you. There was a tremendous amount of pressure from veterans and veterans groups, and the president did release the extra $3.7 billion for VA health care this year, much of that going for mental health needs, suicide prevention, post-traumatic stress disorder counseling, traumatic brain injury research. Beg your pardon?
I'll bet he really had to just grit his teeth on that one. I mean, that's coming right out of tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires.
There are two things we have to look at. One, it's an election year. And there was a lot of Republican pressure on the president to release this money. The Republicans up for re-election didn't want to have to go to the veterans groups and say, well, I don't know why the president withheld the money. The other one is there was quid pro quo. We don't know what it was, but remember, George W. Bush doesn't give away anything. So there was a deal made somewhere, so he released the funds. We'll probably find that out down the road. But the good news is, the VA now has close to adequate funding for this year, much more than they'd anticipated, and a lot of good programs are going to be the result of it, and the hiring frenzy is already on. So that's excellent. Hiring.
Larry, is anybody taking any initiative on the idea of making VA funding not discretionary? Making it just absolute, you know, this is the way it's going to be, guys. This is, you know, sort of like Social Security is.
Mandatory funding for VA health care, because right now, as we've discussed, it's part of the discretionary budget. It is still on the table in the House and the Senate. It's in committee. They are discussing it. They're meeting about it. I have a feeling we will not see that as a major issue this year because it really won't be able to be accomplished without a tax increase. Quite frankly, it's going to be extremely costly. And to mandate that funding, there's going to have to be a way to pay for it. And the only way to pay for it is that new revenue stream, as they call it. That's taxes. The Democrats right now, as you know, are aiming at the White House. They don't want to talk about taxes. Should there be a Democratic victory, okay, in the elections, and the Democrats take over the White House, I expect to see mandatory funding within a year after that.
Yeah. And this is just a kind of a quick one, and it's almost a little off topic, but the result of research at the Veterans Administration, this great little two-sentence quote on your homepage there at VAWatchdog.org, it's a revelation. A little bit of
VA research, getting in shape reduces death risk.
Yeah, 30 minutes a day. Simple. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of brisk walking will reduce your risk of dying by 50% or more.
If not more. Now, this is something that the average guy would assume. Okay, if I exercise, I'm going to be in better shape, and that means I'll probably live longer. But the first people really to give it true numbers, the research was done at the VA. And because we have this huge base of people to study, which is just marvelous, over 15,000 veterans took part in this research, and they found even as little as 10 minutes a day can make a difference in mortality. And we're not talking going to the gym and pumping up on the machines. We're talking very simple aerobic exercises, such as walking up and down your street. Start at 10 minutes, move up to 15. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you can increase your risk of mortality drops by about 50%. And this goes for all ages, and it goes across all ethnicities as well.
Yeah, use it or lose it.
It's marvelous, and it's just the proof we've been looking for that just, hey, exercise is a great thing.
Yeah, it's just simple, walking, you know, what our bodies are designed for.
Right.
We have about a half a minute. Any other things here you want to mention very quickly?
Just one thing, and that is if any of your listeners, Toms, have questions about VA benefits or VA claims, please contact us at VAWatchdog.org. We have the world's best veterans advocate, and that is Jim Strickland, who retired as an executive from the private health care industry and has now become literally the country's expert on filing VA claims. We offer that absolutely free of charge. If people have any question about themselves, a friend, a family member, just come to VAWatchdog.org. We'll connect you with Jim Strickland. You will get your answers.
That's a marvelous resource. Thank you. Larry Scott, editor-in-chief, chief cook and bottle washer over at VAWatchdog.org. Check it out. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Tom, thank you.
Good talking with you. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio from Ring of Fire. Every week, Bobby Kennedy and I bring you stories on the radio that you'll only hear on Air America's network. But we wanted to do more, so we built Go Left TV. We built it for you. It's always smart. At times, it's even brilliant content that delivers the news behind the news every day of the week. Comedy, political opinion, progressive documentaries. Search the web as long as you want, but you'll never find content that you'll find on GoLeft.tv. Support the rise of a new citizens media. Go to GoLeft.tv.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
More market woes. I'm Ed Donahue.
When you're losing sleep over this, it's not good. And we're seeing a lot of that right now.
Stocks are lower again. Disappointing earnings news from Apple and Motorola helped send stocks lower. The Dow is down 137 points. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio, think a house fire there may have been set. 6 people were killed, 4 of them children. A neighbor says firefighters got to the scene quickly.
But by the time they got here, it was just so thick. The smoke was so thick.
General Motors has lost sole claim of being the world's auto sales leader. Totals from 2007 show GM is in a virtual tie with Toyota. Vice President Cheney wants Congress to renew the warrantless wiretapping law.
The challenge to the country has not expired over the last 6 months. It won't expire anytime soon, and we should not write laws that pretend otherwise.
Two schools in Fulton County, Georgia, are going to pay students to study in an attempt to improve classroom performance. The program will give about 40 students $8 an hour to study after school. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I heard an ad on the radio about a service called 365homebusinessmatch.com. I was skeptical at first because I've heard horror stories about people losing their money and friends in get-rich-quick schemes. I found out that 365homebusinessmatch.com would only recommend a reputable, well-established opportunity that met my needs, so I thought I'd take a look at it. I am so glad I did. I got lots of free information and a 90-second guide on understanding the tax breaks available to home business owners. 365homebusinessmatch.com connected me with a great company that specializes in helping people get started part-time. And with the free coaching, it didn't take me long to catch on. Now I'm earning $2,500 a month part-time, and my checks just keep on growing. This month only, 365homebusinessmatch.com is giving away $1,000 to one lucky person to help them get their own home-based business started. That's right, $1,000. Go today to 365homebusinessmatch.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Hi, this is Al with Associated Appliance Sales. My wife Leona and I have been in the business for over 20 years and pride ourselves on excellent products, personal service, and the most competitive pricing in the Valley. So if you need new kitchen appliances, give us a call at 602-242-7561. At Associated Appliance, we've advertised on Progressive Talk for over 3 years, and we're proud to partner with a station that supports our principals, our community, and small businesses. We enjoy new customers weekly, and I highly recommend checking out the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Tee it up for equality. Join me, Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio, on Saturday, April 5th for our annual golf outing where equality is par for the course. Register now at our website, www.equalityarizona.org. Listen to Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on 1480 KPHX.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Spent a couple hours at the Spy Museum, the International Spy Museum in D.C., which was frightening, to put it mildly. I haven't looked at my environment the same since. Apparently, you need to pretty much suspect everybody. You see somebody standing on the corner playing a guitar? Well, he might be an agent. They can bug your room with something the size of a hair.
The Jeff Farias Show on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Well, Mr. Mukasey is still, as they say over at the Center for American Progress, at the Think Progress, are tap dancing about whether waterboarding is torture. This administration, you know what? I don't know why somebody in the media doesn't just come out and say this. You know, the simple truth that if anybody in this administration were to say what John McCain says, if anybody who has legal authority were to say that waterboarding is torture, like, for example, the Attorney General, Michael Mukasey, if he was to say, yeah, it's torture, then immediately he'd have to start prosecuting George Bush, Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld, the whole bunch of them, Alberto Gonzalez, Mr. Yee. I mean, all of these guys who were in on this thing of let's torture these guys, we'd have to throw their butts in jail. And they're just not going to allow that to happen. Also, just, you know, FYI, the resident, Mr. Bush, the guy who was put into office by the Supreme Court and reaffirmed there by fraud in Ohio, Mr. Bush, vetoed the Children's Health Insurance Program. You'll recall that a month or so ago. The House tried to override the veto. They fell 15 votes short. They needed a two-thirds majority. 15 votes short. Representative Steve King, the Republican from Iowa, called this a victory for kids and taxpayers. My message to Representative King, you are scum. You know, I very rarely use that kind of language. But anybody who would, any fool who would say that, vetoing the state children's health insurance program is a victory for kids does not deserve to be in the United States House of Representatives. Does not have the intelligence to be, or the moral compass, the moral reality to be in the United States House of Representatives. It's pathetic. 1-866-202-2276 866-303-2270, our telephone number, TomHartman.com, our blog and our message board, also at AirAmerica.com. And let's see here. Shirley in Warren, Michigan. Shirley, thanks for holding on so long. What's up?
Well, you know, hi, Tom. I'm really upset when people call Bush stupid. That's a compliment. When you lie, you know you're lying. That's not stupid. It's evil.
Yeah.
When the lie you tell causes death and injury, you are evil.
Yeah, Shirley, I have never called George Bush stupid. And the point that I make is that thank you for your comment, is that I think we do all of ourselves a great disservice in this country, a great disservice by thinking that he's stupid. He's not a stupid man. He's inarticulate in some areas. He's very articulate when it comes to death, destruction, and punishment, by the way. If he talks about those issues, he has a golden tongue. But he is broadly inarticulate when it comes to the founding values of this country. But no, he is not stupid. He's then and therefore all the more dangerous. Mark in Laramie, New Mexico. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom. I agree with the caller just before me. And in fact, there's an article in the Santa Fe New Mexican today that says that two nonprofit journalism organizations found Bush and top administration officials issued hundreds of false statements about national security threat from Iraq in the 2 years following the 201 terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
The number is 935 false statements.
Yeah.
And don't you think that something like this should be part of the impeachment process?
I do. I absolutely do. And in fact, I have the article here. It's part of every day I end up at the end of the show with a huge stack of news that I never got to. it's part of my stack of stuff. But I think that, you know, you go back and you look at some of the things that Bush said. I mean, these were just plain old flat out lies. He just comes out and says,
facing clear evidence of peril.
Yeah.
We cannot wait for the final proof. The smoking gun. It could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
Or here's another one.
First, I'm asked why Iraq is different from other countries or regimes that also have terrible weapons. While there are many dangers in the world, the threat from Iraq stands alone because it gathers the most serious dangers of our age in one place.
I mean, he knew these were things were lies. And, you know, yes, over 900 lies.
It's horrible. But on a happier note, your story about your poor kitty cat that got under the hood.
Right.
A few years ago, I live in a little village in New Mexico, south of Santa Fe, of about 200 people. And all we have is a train station for Amtrak and an 1880s saloon where I worked for many years. One day I went down, and as soon as I turned off my parked my truck and turned off the engine, one of my hands came flying out like a rocket from underneath my truck hood.
From the hood.
And she was freaked, just like your cat was, and
yeah.
I chased her around for a little while, and finally I realized one guy is not going to catch a freaked out hen.
You're right.
And these are Dutch Hamburgs, and they can really fly like a bird.
Yeah.
So I went into the saloon, and to my luck, there was a family of four that had just sat down to dinner, and they had about an 11-year-old boy and maybe a 13-year-old girl, and I asked their parents if I could borrow them to help me catch my hen. And they said, oh, sure. So they came out with me, and there was an adobe wall out there about 6 feet high, so if you got on one side, the chicken would just go on the other side. So I
right.
put the boy on one side, and the girl and I went on the other side, and we got the hen up into a tree. And so I said to the boy, just grab her by the feet and hold her upside down.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me and said, "What?" And you know, if you've ever looked at a chicken foot, it looks like a hawk's talons.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty scary.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the nearest this kid had ever been to a chicken was at Colonel Sanders. But he took a deep breath and he reached up and he grabbed the chicken and held him upside down. And I don't know if you know, but if you hold a chicken upside down, they go limp.
Right.
So I took the chicken and we walked into the restaurant. With the chicken,
that's
with
his
wings hanging down, or her wings hanging down,
yeah.
And I thanked the parents very much. And so I took the hen back to my house, which was close to the place, and brought them a dozen of my free-range chicken eggs, and
yeah.
Thanked them very much.
What a great all-American story, Mark. You know, can I borrow your kids to help catch my hen? And they said yes. That's the America that we all want, you know?
Yeah.
The America where we help each other out, where we're not afraid of each other, where we're not all living in fear, where it's not 24 hours a day on TV of weird predators on reality shows and stuff. And, you know, yeah. Mark, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, Tom.
Great. Good talking with you. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today? Steve,
Tom,
you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a thought. I was thinking about your guest last hour, Robert Perry,
mm-hmm.
and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like that conservative policies are an attempt to hollow out government, move us towards some kind of a voluntary type of society where there's hardly any obligations or duties, and where it seems like some people have, whether they're individuals or businesses, have a natural advantage over other people. They're valued more, and they ultimately end up taking advantage and exploiting people in society. And you know,
yeah, I think the conservative philosophy can be boiled down to the phrase, I got mine, screw you. You know,
right.
And,
that's the title of your book, right?
Yeah, well, the title of the book is,
absolutely.
Screw the Undeclared War Against Middle Class. Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody should read that book. Boy, that was a winner.
Yeah, well, thank you.
On Iraq War, I wanted to ask you also, is there any connection with the Francis Fukuyama's book that he'd come out in 1989 and 1992 where he wrote about the end of history and,
right,
the, last
and the last man? Yeah.
Right.
Francis Fukuyama was one of the seminal thinkers of the modern neocon movement in that he suggested that, and pointed out that no two nations who were democracies had ever gone to war against each other, and therefore, if we could convert everybody in the world to democracy, the world would be at peace. And this was, you know, a very seductive and very pleasant-sounding thing. I mean, I actually wrote about it in What Would Jefferson Do? In one of my books, quoting some of his research. And the problem is that the neocons then took this very nice, rational idea that actually had a historical and reality-based grounding, and said, so let's just push democracy down people's throats with the barrel of a gun, particularly where there's
right.
a lot of oil. And, you know, it didn't work out quite that way. Fukuyama has since repudiated the neoconservatives. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah, I think, you know, he has since said, you know, I'm not part of that movement anymore. Sorry, guys. Although much of his research still stands intact, but he's, I think, these days rather, I can't speak for him, but I think he's rather horrified by the way that it's been used. Steve, thanks
right.
a lot for the call. I got to move along. George in Van Nuys, California. Hey, George.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Reagan legacy. Besides raising the public school tuitions and closing the mental institutions, he left us with a $3 trillion deficit.
Yep.
He put 40 million people in the poverty level. There were 1,700 savings and loans go bankrupt, and 500 banks that cost the taxpayer over $500 million to bail them out. There were 5 million personal bankruptcies. Thousands of corporations went bankrupt because he instituted accelerated depreciation. There were millions of home foreclosures, as there is today.
Yep.
Bush is following his legacy. He privatized the government, costing taxpayers billions of dollars over the cost of what governments would do business for.
You're absolutely right. And, George, this year, you and I are going to pay an average of around $1,000 per family, $300 billion in total, in taxes to pay the interest on the money that Reagan borrowed that still hasn't been paid back. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies to send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Backed by 60 years of constant, reliable, quality service, Stanley Steamer is a clean you can trust. Stanley Steamer creates a custom cleaning program at special rates to meet your company's specific cleaning needs. Regular professional cleaning not only extends the life of your flooring and furnishing investments, it also helps create a healthier work environment and reflects a positive image for your company. Our commercial representatives consider everything your work environment encounters every day and develops a custom tailored plan for your business, including services that best fit your needs and budget. Call 1-800-STEAMER to speak to our commercial representatives today. That's 1-800-STEEMER. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your next commercial carpet cleaning. Stanley Steamer. Call 1-800-STEAMER today.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's when Parker & Sons is available to serve your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You'll always speak to a live person and never a recording. And there's no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. So they're there when you need them at no extra cost. They've been in business for over 30 years, and they've been a winner of the BBB Torch Award for business ethics. They're also a To Fix It certified company, and that's Phoenix's leading referral company. This is a company that you can trust. I know. I've used their services before. All of their technicians are certified, bonded, insured, and licensed. So you know the person who comes to your home is a professional who knows what they're doing. So what are you waiting for? Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons. Do what I did. Call them today.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Died. Should
know the answer. If God's on our side.
Yeah, you'd think so. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman program. Listener-supported radio, supported by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors, including the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, believing that keeping our families healthy should be a right of living in these here United States, not a privilege for the privileged few. Eleanor Ratner from the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the line with us. Hey, Ellen.
Lots going on. Let's first talk about the Israeli-Hamas situation before we go anywhere else. In terms of the Hamas situation, Dana...
You're talking about the wall to Egypt getting knocked down.
That's right. And somebody said at the White House, well, things are getting better, and Dana Perino did a double take and said, I don't think so. And then she was asked about Hamas, and she said, we don't talk about Hamas. So she won't answer anything directly about Hamas.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, I just report the news. What can I say?
Yeah.
And I
kvetch about it. You know, so.
That's right. A lot of interesting questions came up today around the financial situation. There was a forum this morning at the New America Foundation, and the Edwards person, Obama person, McCain person, and Hillary Clinton's person talked about their economic stimulus packages. It was interesting that the McCain person said, and he was the only one to say this, that the U.S. government is $50 to $60 trillion short of obligations, such as Social Security and other obligations.
Right, he's using David Walker's numbers, the U.S. Comptroller General.
Oh, right. But it's interesting that the other people are not necessarily talking about it. Hillary Clinton's person was the only one to say, if you raise taxes of those making more than $250,000 a year, you still have a great economy.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Ellen. David Walker is right, and John McCain is right, that we're $50 to $60 trillion behind on our obligations. If, however, you did away with the cap on Social Security so that Bill Gates is paying the exact same amount in his income taxes in Social Security that you and I are paying, just the
right.
exact same rate, flat rate, if you did away with that cap, that $50 to $60 trillion shortfall that we have would become probably about a $20 or $30 trillion surplus overnight. And we're talking about over a 40 or 50-year time horizon. So, David Walker's right. His solution is do away with Social Security. I think a much simpler solution is to say, hey, right now, if you make more than $97,000 a year, you don't pay a penny in Social Security taxes after that. And why not make people who are paying, who are making $1 million a year, who are making $5 million a year, who are making $50 million a year, why not have them pay Social Security taxes like the average working person?
A very good question.
But it's not a question you're going to hear from the McCain camp, because they're using the right-wing talking points, which presume that you're going to, nuke Social Security, basically.
Well, for sure. And one of the other things McCain said, and actually I talked about it on your your Portland station, and they said to ask you about this, because I said to them, I haven't done the checking. But mm-hmm. But the issue is does the United States, as McCain people claim, pay more corporate income tax than any other country?
I doubt that that's the way he phrased it. He probably said that we have the highest corporate income tax rate at 35%.
That's right. Exactly.
And the reality is that at 35%, we have one of the higher rates in the world. I'm not sure if it's the highest, but it certainly is one of the higher ones. Whether corporations pay more taxes in the United States, no, they don't. Corporations pay much
because
higher taxes.
Because of all the deductibles.
Right. There's just a million loopholes. I forget the number, but I think it's around 90% of all corporations in America pay no taxes. It's a joke. The corporate tax in the United States is an absolute joke. You'll recall the first year of the Bush administration. I mean, Enron went not for 4 years. Not only did they not pay any taxes, but they got a $400 million tax rebate on money that they had never even paid in as taxes. So we've got a tax system for the corporations here.
Okay.
In the United States.
Well,
it's
I knew there was
loopholes.
Something funny, so I decided to ask you about that.
Well, and the other thing that a test
this stuff much more than I do.
Yeah, and the other thing that's it's a testimony to is that it used to be that around the world our corporate tax rate used to be around 50% during the Eisenhower years, and it was frankly right up to Reagan more or less, and corporations shouldered about half of the total tax burden in the United States. They paid half the cost of the commons, of the schools and the courts and the police and the fire and everything else that the corporations use, just like you and I use. Now they pay about 8%, between 7 and 9%, depending on whose numbers you're using, of that total. They used to pay about half of it. In the rest of the world, they're still paying about half of it, you know, because the loopholes have been closed up. So when they talk about, you know, who's paying the taxes, who's paying the taxes is you and me. And those taxes have been shifted mostly to the middle class, which is why the middle class, you know, when somebody says, hey, lower taxes, the middle class say, yeah, please. And the best way to lower them is to put them back where they should be. Let's all pay them fairly. Pardon my rant.
Okay. But also, the CBO said today that the deficit is going to increase 34% to $219 billion this year, and that just number came out today.
Yeah, that's because of a slowdown in economic activity because of the...
But we're not in a recession. We are in a slowdown.
Right, yeah, because of the assumed...
Now, what's very interesting is what's happening as Hillary and other people are talking about green jobs. It looks as if the conservatives, such as Competitive Enterprise Institute, et cetera, are saying, if you go green, you're going to even cause more jobs. This is not a time to do it.
You're going to lose more jobs?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, man. What are they smoking? In any case, yeah, you just report the news. Ellen Radner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Always great to have you on. 57 minutes. Well, actually, it's the end of the show here. Tomorrow I'll be challenging conservative Gabriel Ross on why what he calls the nanny state won't give up road construction and hand it over to private businesses. Stephen Marks here on his book, Confessions of a Political Hitman. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies to send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not Earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary